p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Salmon Mines, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
What we are watching is a warming of relations between many members of the Muslim and Arab world and the state of Israel, which is an extraordinary proposition. It truly is. I mean, that is something that every president has set their eyes upon, but every president except for Trump bought into the myth that the only way that peace was going to get done in the Middle East was via the Palestinians, which was always untrue. That was never at the heart of Israeli-Arab relations. I mean, you could tell that if you'd studied one iota of history, because the Palestinians didn't have an independent rooting interest effectively until 1967, since the West Bank and the Gaza Strip at that point were controlled by Jordan and Egypt, respectively. The bottom line here is that what Trump has done is he has utterly refocused the Middle East in terms of economics, in terms of politics, away from the intransigent Palestinian leadership, which is terrorist in orientation, pro-Iranian in orientation, and toward a broader sort of view of the future of the region as a place where Israel will continue to exist and will have economic interrelations with other countries. Now, to be fair, maybe Obama should get half the Nobel Prize if Trump were to win, because it was Obama's sycophancy toward the Iranian regime that allowed for that transformation in Middle Eastern politics. It was because Barack Obama saw fit to try and raise the profile of the Iranian regime, tried to strengthen them, gave them hundreds of billions of dollars in access to the markets in exchange for a promise to hold off on a nuclear weapon for a short period of time, after which they could full-on develop a nuclear weapon. And because of that, the Sunni Arab world decided, hey, wait a second, it turns out the Jews are not the problem here. It turns out that maybe the Iranians are the problem here, and the Jews can actually be helpful here. And that has radically transformed the Middle East, and Trump took full advantage of that radical realignment in the Middle East. Whatever the case may be, the fact is that the work that the Trump administration has done in the Middle East is far more transformative than anything Bill Clinton did. It is far more than Barack Obama did. And it is worthwhile noting, by the way, that for all of the talk about Trump, remember when he came into office, people on the left were like, he's a warmonger. He's going to come in here. He's going to start wars. That was always nonsense. If you follow Trump's rhetoric, one thing he has always been is quasi-isolationist in terms of his foreign policy. And the fact is that Trump is the only president in modern American history not to have involved himself in a war, and particularly in a war without congressional approval. In fact, the only uses of force that he has authorized are extraordinarily targeted uses of force, like the killing of Qasem Soleimani in Iraq, the Iranian terrorist leader in Iraq, or the missile firing into Syria. But Barack Obama started a full-scale, non-congressionally authorized war in Libya that went on for months on end, and nobody said boo. He had a drone war that was spanning the globe, and nobody said boo. Captain Nobel Prize over there. So for all of the members of the media who are going to be complaining about Trump being nominated for the Nobel Prize, first of all, probably ain't going to win it. But second of all, he probably deserves to win it. Because honestly, if I look at the rest of the nominees who are going to be up this year, unless they're going to give it to some sort of Hong Kong activist, I really don't see who else is even nominated who has done anything remotely as transformative as what Trump has done in the Middle East. It's an actual major accomplishment. It really is. And the media have been downplaying it because it doesn't fit with the image of Trump as a blunderer and a buffoon and a stupid man who goes on Twitter every morning. But bottom line is, if he's in charge of his administration, then he gets credit for it. So it'll be fun to watch all of the hair on fire. I want to get right back into the special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. But first, the historical docuseries, Apollo 11, What We Saw, is available exclusively at DailyWire.com. This is the coolest thing. It is an amazing, amazing docuseries. It was originally released as an audio podcast for Apple and Spotify. What We Saw is now available to watch as well as listen on the Daily Wire Apple TV or Roku app or at DailyWire.com. The docuseries takes a detailed look at the Apollo 11 mission to land a man on the moon, probably the greatest achievement in the history of mankind. It was the culmination of a heated, decades-long space race between Cold War rivals, the United States and the USSR. The podcast explores one of America's greatest accomplishments through the eyes of the millions of Americans who lived through it. It's a fantastic series. It really is good. It's cool to watch. It's inspiring. It's patriotic. Right now, get it for 20% off with code WATCH when you become an insider or above member over at dailywire.com/subscribe. And make sure to download our Apple TV or Roku app to get all of our content on your big screen, including our podcasts, our special live streams. That's dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with code WATCH and access to all of our new and existing content. That is dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with code WATCH. Okay, so looking at the latest polls, you can sense there's a lot of unease in the Democratic circles. First expressed by Joy Behar. So Joy Behar on The View, she obviously is extremely worried that Trump could still win.
Democrats still living in the hangover of 2016, when obviously everyone expected that Hillary Clinton was going to be president, and then she emerged to be not president, wandering the woods of Chappaqua, lonely and alone, carrying around a replica of the Oval Office desk to come for her. Well, here is Joy Behar on The View, trying to explain why she is so disquieted.
I'm more worried that Trump could pull this off, though, because of various reasons. And we all see the polls and we see that Biden is ahead. But the Russian interference is alive and kicking. Facebook is continuing to leave all the lies on the pages. The Postal Service is being interfered with. We've seen USPS mailboxes being rounded up and mail sorting machines deactivated. So there's a lot of cheating. And on top of that, and I'll make this quick because the five of us have to talk, the Electoral College, I think, is an issue and a problem.
Okay, she's a crazy person. So she just lists off a bunch of conspiracy theories. And when you see the Democrats listing off conspiracy theories as to why they're going to lose, you can sense that there's an awful lot of disquiet. Okay, the U.S. Postal Service is not removing mailboxes to prevent you from accomplishing your mail-in vote. That's idiotic. The President of the United States is not encouraging voter fraud. That's idiotic. This is all very, very silly. Okay, and when you see it on either side, this sort of alarmism in the lead-up to the election, the process is not going to work. We're all going to die. Someone's going to fraudulently steal the election. Hey, just stop. Just stop. Okay, right now, a couple of things are happening. One, the congressional ballot is tightening. Okay, the generic congressional ballot, which people have not really been watching, the generic congressional ballot is pretty much as tight as it has been all year right now. And that is kind of a shocker, considering that Trump, in the national polling, is actually getting blown out right now. But if you look at the generic ballot from USC Dornsife right now, it has the Republicans and the Democrats running within like 4 or 5 points of each other. And those are not the kind of numbers that the Democrats are looking for. They're looking for an 8 to 10 point congressional ballot lead. They're not seeing that. What you are seeing instead is a lot of people who feel unease with the Democratic Party overall, which makes perfect sense since the Democratic Party is currently holding up relief bills while attempting to undermine cops all over the nation. Meanwhile, in the battleground states, Florida looks like it is basically dead even. And there's some polling data that is really disquieting for Joe Biden in Florida. Here is some of this data. Okay, so there's a poll that came out from NBC News Marist. It shows that Biden and Trump are deadlocked, which really means that Trump is going to win. And the reason I say that Trump's going to win in Florida is because look at these numbers. Clinton, with Florida Latinos in 2016, per the exit polls, Clinton had 62% of the vote. Trump had 35% of the vote. Biden, with Florida Latinos in 2020, is trailing Trump 50 to 46. So Clinton beat Trump by full on 27 points among Florida Latinos in 2016. Trump is now leading Biden by 4. That is a 31 point shift in favor of Trump among Florida Latinos. Now, among Florida seniors, what you're seeing is that Biden is slightly leading Trump, and Trump won Florida seniors in big numbers last time. But I don't think that that is going to outweigh that massive shift. And by the way, there are a bunch of these polls that are showing sort of a consistent level of increased black support for President Trump, which is something you're not seeing a lot of talk about. And the reason you're not seeing a lot of talk about it is because people are like, is that really going to materialize? And the answer is it definitely could. It definitely could. And if Donald Trump wins a heavier share of the Hispanic and Latino vote, man, is that going to blow up all the conventional wisdom. It's truly among white college-educated people, the kind of Mitt Romney crowd, that Trump has lost a lot of votes. He's lost a lot of votes among independent women. He's lost a lot of votes among suburban white Americans. But if he drives heavy rural turnout and if he gets an increased share of black or Hispanic turnout, then that could really be the death knell for the Biden campaign. So when you look at the national polling, no question Biden is the favorite. I mean, he's up 7.3 in the Real Clear Politics poll average, and he has trailed in one, count him one poll nationally since the beginning of the year. In the battleground states, however, things seem to be a lot closer. Again, Florida is not the bellwether state anymore. I think that Trump will probably win Florida. Then the question becomes, can Biden replicate the supposed blue wall that Hillary was going to come up with in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania? Right now, he is leading in all three. Wisconsin, he has the biggest lead, according to the latest polls. It seemed like it might have been tightening up there. And then there was this Fox News poll that showed that Biden was up pretty heavy. And now there are several polls that are showing that Biden is up pretty heavily in Wisconsin. Even Rasmussen, which tends to be pretty friendly to Trump, has Biden up 8 in Wisconsin. CBS YouGov has Biden up 6. CNBC has Biden up 6 in Wisconsin. So whatever effect Kenosha has had, it has not had that effect as of yet when it comes to Wisconsin. When it comes to other states like Arizona looks like a state that is moving steadily away from Trump. So that's a real problem for him. That means that he has to pick up another state. Right? It means that it is not enough for him to win one of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. He needs to win two of those. Michigan seems to be relatively tight. Biden has about a 3-point lead in the Real Clear Politics poll average. And when you look at Pennsylvania also seems to be rather tight In fact, in most of the polling, except for a new NBC News Marist poll that has Biden up 9, it seems like that race is within margin of error. So the polls are a little bit all over the place, but you have to say that the momentum right now is still with Biden going into the election. Now, that could shift pretty quickly. And the reason I say that could shift pretty quickly is because I don't think that the Trump campaign has brought out the big guns yet. The big guns for the Trump campaign, it's got to be the anti-police campaigning by the Democrats. Coming up, we'll be jumping back into this special Best of 2020 episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Delzal, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help. But please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in that disabled spot for a second, but please, don't. We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
You're listening to a special Best Of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So critical race theory, what is it and why does it matter? Okay, so critical race theory has become a hot issue again. The reason it's become a hot issue is because the Trump administration put forward through the Office of Management and Budget a letter saying that they're not going to allow the teaching of critical race theory on government campuses anymore. There shall be no more dissemination of this nonsense in government offices. And it was being used for diversity training. Okay, it's just a propagandistic effort to declare the United States and its institutions systemically racist, to suggest that all white people are complicit in that racism, are part of a racist system, and that, in fact, all white people are inherently racist because they work within systems that generate unequal outcomes. As I've discussed before, the perspective here is that any system that generates an unequal outcome between groups of people, which is every system on the planet, but if you have a system that generates unequal outcomes between racial groups, then the system itself is racist. And if you are, quote unquote, complicit in the system, then this means that you yourself are racist, even if you've never done a racist thing, and even if you have no racist intent. And so the federal government was teaching this, literally teaching this in government offices. They were distributing PowerPoints talking about how all white Americans are racist by the new definition of racism. And the Trump administration stepped in and said, we're not doing this anymore. And now you've got Democratic Congress people and members of the media who are either pretending that this is a terrible thing or saying that it doesn't matter at all. So Al Green, the Democratic representative from New York, he says that it is anti-American to end the sort of critical racial theory training that was happening in the federal government. Sorry, he's from Texas.
In the president's America, it is anti-American to have diversity and inclusion as an agenda item. Unfortunately, he has an America that is shrinking. It is anti-American to do what the president is doing, and that is to ban diversity training and call it anti-American. The president is doing the country a disservice with this kind of behavior.
So the way the critical race theory hides its sort of ugly philosophy is by hiding behind this diversity training nonsense. They say, we're training you for diversity. You're not. They're not training you for diversity. They're training you in an actual theory. Don Lemon over at CNN denies that critical race theory is even a thing. He says that it's just another bogeyman. But that is because he wishes you not to know the truth, which is that critical race theory is, in fact, an animating philosophy that is filtered down through a variety of channels and streams via things like intersectionality, via things like identity politics. Here's Don Lemon dismissing it, and then we'll discuss exactly what it is.
This whole idea, I don't understand, well, I do understand what's going on, of critical race theory. Are we going back to the 80s? Because this all played out in the 1980s, this whole thing about critical race theory in politics, it is another boogeyman.
Yeah, we're going right
to try
back
to scare people. We're going back to the 80s. There is nothing new about critical race theory.
Still scary.
Just go back and do a Google search on critical race theory in politics.
I'll tell you.
Look at these geniuses. Okay, so an idea that was ugly in the 1980s and has now reached full animated form in today's American politics is not relevant because it happened in the 1980s. It's weird how everything that leftists don't want to talk about is relegated to the past. But everything that they want to talk about that is from like the 1840s is happening right now. You see this all the time in left-wing writing. You'll see a Ta-Nehisi Coates piece where he'll cite some evil instance of the brutal treatment of a slave in 1810. Fast forward 200 years, and he'll just say, well, it's exactly the same today. But if you're talking about an actual active ideology in the United States, like critical race theory, then you see folks like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo pretending that it has no impact on modern American thought. So what exactly is critical race theory, and why does it matter? Okay, so back in 2012, I reported extensively on this. I remember that some of the professors in Harvard Law School were big fans of critical race theory. Critical race theory springs from a generalized study of the law called critical legal studies. Critical legal studies is the idea that there is no such thing as a neutral principle in law. In fact, there is no such thing as objectivity in law. Judges cannot determine via neutral principles the outcome of a case. Instead, the way that judges actually determine what it is they want to rule is they look to their own politics, and then they just figure out a way to finagle those politics into a ruling. So in other words, there's no such thing as true philosophy. There's no such thing as truth. There's no such thing as objectivity. All there is are subjective points of view and people who wish to cram down their power on you. So all human dynamics, all human interrelationships are about power, right? None of them are about higher ideals. None of them are about big ideas. All that human relationships are about is one group of people attempting to use its power against another group of people. Okay, that is the critical legal studies movement. A branch of the critical legal studies movement was started by Derrick Bell. It's called critical race theory. Critical race theory is the idea that all human relationships are not just driven by power, but driven by racial power. So racial power undergirds every system. All systems are driven by racial power. In fact, there are some core assumptions made by critical race theory. So as I say, this really began in the late 70s and early 1980s. This is me writing for Breitbart back in 2012, in which some scholars, perturbed by what they perceived as a loss of momentum in the movement for racial equality, began to doubt that the constitutional and legal system itself had the capacity for change. This criticism mirrored a Marxist attack long voiced in academia, that the Constitution was a capitalist document incapable of allowing for the redistributionist change necessary to create a more equal world. So in other words, the outcome of the civil rights movement, which was, okay, now all the rules are equal for everybody, go out and play the game, that wasn't enough, because this still left in place these capitalist structures, and these capitalist structures were bad, and they were bad because they were unfair. And therefore, the way to tear down those structures was to castigate all of those structures as inherently racist. The Marxist criticism of the system was called critical theory. The racial criticism of the system was called critical race theory. It was a direct offshoot of critical theory. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more on this special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Dr. Farrell at Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. The Fackel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fackel and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
We at PJI are in trial representing a graduate student in Florida who was dismissed for using religious speech at her internship counseling clinic. This Christian student received cursing and mocking for her religious views. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at TurtleBay.org.
Of discrimination in American society. Well, CRT, critical race theory, argues the system is too corrupted, too bad on the notion of white supremacy for equal protection of the laws to ever be a reality. The system has to be made unequal in order to compensate for the innate racial superiority of the white majority, the innate racial power of the white majority. Second, the principles suggest that even measures taken to alleviate unequal protection under the law, for example, Brown versus the Board of Education, desegregation, were actually taken to serve white interests. Derrick Bell actually believed this, right? Derrick Bell actually said that Brown versus Board had only been decided in order to prevent the Soviet Union from using American racial prejudice as a public relations baton to wield against white-majority United States. Now, there are some internal contradictions in critical racial theory that come up pretty regularly, right? Some of the CRT writers believe, like Martin Luther King believed, that racial lines are basically arbitrary, that race is a social construct. Some believe that race is inherently and inextricably tied to identity. Delgado and Stefanchik, some of the founders of critical racial theory, they say minority status, in other words, brings with it a presumed competence to speak about race and racism. So race itself is a social construct, but you only get to speak if you're a member of a particular race, which means that your racial identity has to lie in victimhood. And this is what we've seen, right? That independent racial identity is apparently not really a thing and shouldn't be a thing, according to members of the critical race theory brigade. But they also believe that race is the most important thing about you, even though race is a social construct. So how can both of those two things be true? Well, you can do that if you turn race into a statement not about biology, but if race is a statement about victimhood at the hands of the system. And that's what CRT does. So this is how they can say that Black Americans who don't agree with the left, people like Candace Owens or Thomas Sowell or Clarence Thomas, are not truly Black, because racial identity is about victimology in its essence. And the only way it can be truly Black is to fight against those systems. What this does, it sets up an extraordinary hierarchy where you have to be a member of a minority who opposes the system in order to be heard about the system itself. Jeffrey Pyle summed this up at the Boston College Law Review. He said, critical race theorists attack the very foundations of the classical liberal legal order, including equality theory, legal reasoning, enlightenment rationalism, and neutral principles of constitutional law. These liberal values, they allege, have no enduring basis in principles, but are mere social constructs calculated to legitimate white supremacy. The rule of law, according to critical race theorists, is a false promise of principled government, and they have lost patience with false promises. You see exactly this in the streets today. You see exactly this. This is what people are shouting about. It's what people are yelling about. And it's why people who should not for any reason be elevated in American public discourse have been elevated in American public discourse. It's why the 1619 Project exists, to carry forth the notion that all of America is based on power dynamics between races. It is not based on fundamental principles that bring us together as a creedal nation. And you're seeing it play out in the way that the left reacts to current events. It's pretty amazing. There was this story that came out not all that long ago in which a professor outed herself, a professor from a major college, she outed herself as actually a white person. So she is a black person, but she outed herself as a white person. She was a Jewish lady from Kansas City who'd been masquerading as black for years and years and years and years. And she'd actually been nominated for like Frederick Douglass prizes and for Harriet Tubman prizes and all this kind of stuff. Okay, she was a teacher at George Washington University and a quote-unquote expert in African history. Her name is Jessica Krug. Okay, the fact is that she was well-respected until the moment when she outed herself. She was well-respected despite the fact that she was insane. Okay, this is a clip of Jessica Krug defending a black gang's machete murder of a 15-year-old. This did not end her academic career. It ended her academic career when she said, oh, by the way, I'm not a member of the race I purport to be a member of. Here's Jessica Krug not all that long ago.
We have to consider a radical moment in 2018 in which people are using machetes to hack apart a 15-year-old boy who's working with the police. The way the story about his innocence and the inherent violence of the people who hacked him apart become the narrative we tell. About how the loss of innocence is the story we mourn. And it's so much more difficult to understand what kind of freedom could we achieve by being willing to confront those within the community who are working against the interests of the community as a whole at the end of a machete.
Okay, so this is her basically suggesting that we have to consider the broader concerns of people who machete hacked a 15-year-old to death. Okay, this sort of stuff is considered de rigueur at America's major universities. And it ties into this broader theory, which is that all of America is about power politics. So if somebody who is of color does something really, really bad, even to another person who is of color, that criminality is of no consequence. And the reason the criminality is of no consequence is because these are, quote unquote, powerless people fighting within the system. And so anything bad they do is attributable to the system that has put them in a position of subjugation. This is the only way to explain why a Democratic Party that used to believe in law and order. Yes, Joe Biden used to be a law and order guy. Joe Biden in 1994 was the sponsor of a criminal bill that was designed to put bad people in jail. And it succeeded in doing so. The fact that he is running headlong away from the 1994 criminal bill says so much about the Democratic Party right now. Because here is what the chart of American crime looked like up to the 1990s. Okay, it looked like this. It was straight up. Okay, it was straight up from 1960 to 1994. The violent crime rates in the United States rose year on year extraordinarily radically. And then, after 1994, and things like that crime bill, and additional policing across the nation, the crime rate begins to decline, and it begins to decline, and it declines extraordinarily. I mean, it's an incredible story. There's a great book by Barry Lasser called The Rise and Fall of Violent Crime in America, and it's all about the rise of crime and the decline in crime, and it is directly connected to broken windows policing. It is directly connected to sentencing criminals to periods of time in prison and keeping them in prison. Right? It is directly connected to taking crime seriously. But in order to take crime seriously, you have to believe that the criminals are the bad guys. Right now, the Democratic Party has decided the criminals are not, in fact, the bad guys. The criminals are just symptoms of deeper underlying ills with the racist, systemic American system. And the predictable result of this is that they've taken sides with the criminals against the cops. There's no other way to read what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been doing with the Jacob Blake family in Kenosha, or what they've been doing by flirting with the Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa, other than they've made the decision that critical race theory is, in fact, correct. 1619 Project is correct. All of America is power politics. And power politics is all this is about. And the only way to rectify the system is to tear it down from the inside. And Joe Biden will be a Trojan horse for that. He'll say that he'll make white people feel comfortable with the idea he's only going to tinker with the system. But in essence, he's winking and nodding at people who want to tear down the entire system. By the way, they're not going to be satisfied with Joe Biden. Right? Even if Joe Biden wanted to be an obstacle to them, they ain't going to be satisfied with him. They weren't satisfied with Barack Obama, the radical left. The Ilhan Omars of the system, who continue to claim that America is a systemically racist, unjust, oppressive place, those people are going to have control of the levers of the Democratic Party for the foreseeable future. We'll get right back into this special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. But first, if you're not already a Daily Wire member, let me tell you about all the things that you will be missing out on if you do not get a membership right now. We just added the entire PragerU catalog to DailyWire.com, to our content library. Right now, you can enjoy all of PragerU's 5-minute videos, the Candace Owens show from PragerU, and Michael Moles' book club. Also, early next year, Candace is joining Daily Wire here in Nashville. She'll be launching a brand new Daily Wire show in front of a live studio audience. It's going to be awesome, brand new, something unseen ever before. We're also launching our first feature film with Daily Wire. I mean, like a full-scale feature. We're going to be challenging Hollywood on their own terms. Go outside the narrative. Head on over to dailywire.com/Shapiro. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership today. Help us challenge the establishment. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership. So if you're asking yourself, why is it that mainline Democrats, mainstream Democrats, are out there in Kenosha praising an alleged rapist and ripping on the police? This is the bleed down effect of critical race theory. Now, you don't have to know where it came from. I don't think Kamala Harris is an expert on critical race studies. I don't think that Joe Biden even knows where he is right now, let alone knows what critical race theory is. It doesn't matter. Ideologies have consequences. And as they bleed through the body politic and as they are imbibed, broadly speaking, it's like a toxic poison in the water. You don't have to get that much of it in order for it to affect your thinking. And you can sense that the Democratic Party has gotten some of this, which is why they are backing away from the law and order, sister soldier moments of the Clinton days and towards something new and more radical and really old and more radical. Right? All the stuff that was considered radical in 1983 is now considered somewhat mainstream in the Democratic Party. Well, the predictable result of this, when you rip on the cops and when you treat every isolated incident of police brutality as indicative of broader systemic oppression, and when you take bad examples, right, when you just look at the Jacob Blake case, which is a justified police shooting by all available evidence, or when you look at the case of, for example, Daniel Prude in Rochester, where it looks as though the police officers in that case did not, in fact, kill Daniel Prude, by the available evidence, it looks like he died of excited delirium, right, which happens when you are high on PCP and smashing windows and walking naked down the street, and then you die of a heart attack. Excited delirium is an actual medical condition. Very often, the cops are blamed for asphyxia in these conditions. There is not a lot of evidence that suggests asphyxia has to do with excited delirium. By the way, this was also implicated in the George Floyd case. Well, it turns out that when you target the cops as the root of all evil, the predictable happens and cops leave. And this is what's happening in Rochester. According to ABC News, after days of protests against the Rochester Police Department in light of the death of Daniel Prude, its top officer and his deputy announced Tuesday they are retiring from the force. Along with the police chief, six other department leaders announced they will vacate their roles. Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary, who is in fact black, said in a statement he was honored to serve the city in upstate New York for 20 years and commended his staff. However, he said the protests and criticism of his handling of the investigation into the March 23rd incident are, quote, an attempt to destroy my character and integrity. He said, as a man of integrity, I will not sit idly by while outside entities attempt to destroy my character. The members of the Rochester Police Department and the greater Rochester community know my reputation and know what I stand for. So he quit kind of on the spur of the moment. And he quit because he was tired of being labeled part of a racist system. Again, he is a black man who's been serving in Rochester for 20 years. Mayor Lovely Warren informed the Rochester City Council that in addition to Singletary, the entire command staff announced it would be vacating their roles today. She said none of the police leaders were asked to resign, but basically the police union laid the blame at the foot of the mayor's office. The Rochester Police Locust Club said, quote, The events that have unfolded today have taken us completely by surprise, as they have everyone else. What is clear is that the problems of leadership go directly to the mayor's office. Our priority now is on the dedicated men and women who, despite unprecedented challenges, continue to do a very difficult job. Okay, well, this is what happens when you rip the cops and suggest that the cops themselves are the problem when they are the ones policing crime. By the way, it is not just a black police chief in Rochester stepping down. It is also the Dallas black female police chief, you, Renee Hall. She has resigned. She abruptly announced her resignation amid eroding support on the city council stemming from her department's handling of protests over the policing of African Americans. She's the first woman to lead the Dallas department. She's held the position since 2017. In her resignation letter, she expressed gratitude for serving in the post but acknowledged she'd faced challenges in recent months. She said, it has not been easy. She said, much has been accomplished by standing together in support of community policing and changes in the way our officers perform their duties in 2020. What apparently was the big problem? Well, when she reported on the protests, she reported that protesters were targeting the police, but apparently did not discuss some of the harsh measures employed by officers against demonstrators. So Mayor Eric Johnson said that he had not spoken to the chief, but was not terribly surprised. He said that he'd been openly frustrated by the chief's unsuccessful efforts to reverse violent crime. Several police chiefs around the country have resigned or been fired in recent months over all of this. Police chiefs in Seattle, Atlanta, Louisville, and Tucson, Arizona have left. The police chief in Rochester, New York, left. Hall came from Detroit. She was deputy police chief in Detroit to Dallas. And she left as well. So we are seeing police chiefs all over the United States leave their jobs because they're not willing to be subjected to the rigors of critical race theory, in which the police are systemically racist, even if they are being led by people who are minorities. In fact, right, Carmen Best in Seattle, another case in point, was a woman of color who was forced to step down as police chief when they cut her salary for the great crime of not being allowed to police crime. What's incredible, how far left has the left moved here? How far left is the Democratic Party moving? Al Sharpton has now become the voice of reason, right? Al Sharpton, he chided people in the media for trying to defund the police.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome back to the special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. Let's jump back in. So, critical race theory has entered Hollywood, and they have new woke standards. So people are always saying, like, why do you care about the Oscars? You know, you say you don't care about... First of all, I've never said I don't care about culture. I wrote an entire book on television called Primetime Propaganda. Culture matters a lot because, as my mentor Andrew Breitbart said, culture is upstream of politics. More people are affected by culture than are affected by politics. By the way, this is the reason why people on the left get super pissed whenever I mention culture. If I make fun of Cardi B and suggest that a song in which a woman proclaims that being a whore is empowering, is actually not good for women. And when I mock the lyrics for being trite, ridiculous, and physically repulsive, when you say that, then people on the left get mad. Why are you so mad about culture, bro? Culture matters because people imbibe it by literally the hundreds of millions. So why do the Oscars matter? Because people imbibe movies by the hundreds of millions. So now the Oscars has finally decided to make formal what was always informal. So every year before the Oscars, I would do the woke Oscars. I've been doing this for several years, where I would try and predict the outcome of particular Oscar races simply by looking at the number of woke checkboxes the movies checked. And so Moonlight obviously was going to check a lot of woke boxes. It was both gay and black. The Shape of Water checked a bunch of woke boxes. It had a gay character. It had a black character. It had a woman having sex with a fish. So obviously all of the woke boxes were checked. And you can we've been able to do this for quite a long time at the Oscars. Well, now the Oscars is making it formal. And this is incredible. Okay, so the Oscars has now decided that they are going to have formal standards for eligibility for Best Picture. According to the LA Times, developed by a special task force as part of the organization's Academy Aperture 2025 initiative, the standards encompass both representation on screen in the types of stories being told and the actors involved, as well as behind the scenes in the makeup of the crew and in the inclusivity of the companies involved. So in other words, you can either be eligible for Best Picture Oscar by mimicking exactly the narratives that the Hollywood woke critical race theory left wants you to tell, or by having an internship program with a few black kids. That's I love the get out of jail free clause is this internship program that you can just kind of bolt on to your company. To be eligible for Best Picture, a film must meet at least two standards across four categories: on-screen representation, themes and narratives, creative leadership and project team, industry access and opportunities, and audience development. Within each category are a variety of criteria involving the inclusion of people in underrepresented groups, including women, people of color, LGBTQ people, and those with cognitive or physical disabilities. So first of all, if you add together all those groups of people, that is not a minority in the United States. First of all, women are a sheer majority in the United States. But in any case, the only standards to qualify for Best Picture before involved running time over 40 minutes, which makes sense since it's just what's the best picture, not what's the best woke picture. But now they have decided to actually mandate what kind of content is eligible. So this means that a bunch of recent nominees would not be eligible, like 1917, a World War I film, which featured a bunch of white people. Because guess what? World War I featured a lot of white people, as it turns out. The gangster epic, The Irishman, which is, in fact, about the Italian and Irish mafia. Like, okay. Apparently, all of this is no longer any good. In fact, a lot of great movies are no longer any good. Okay, so here are the standards. On-screen representation, themes, and narratives. To achieve standard A, the film must meet one of the following criteria. First, lead or significant supporting actors. At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group: Asian, Hispanic, Black, Indigenous, Middle Eastern, Native Hawaiian, or other underrepresented race or ethnicity. Two, general ensemble cast. At least 30% of all 30% of all actors in secondary and more minor roles are from at least two of the following underrepresented groups: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, or people with cognitive or physical disabilities who are deaf or are hard of hearing. So I guess that if The Irishman just has a bunch of extras in the background who are black, they're good. And then finally, main storyline subject matter. The main storyline, theme, or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. So very exciting stuff. They're actually going to mandate what the storylines are for you to be eligible for Best Picture. So that rules out probably two-thirds of the former Academy Award nominees. Okay, other ways that you can achieve eligibility: you can have a bunch of women, racial or ethnic minorities, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities in creative or leadership positions. Or you can have people in other key roles who are of this, or 30% of the film crew should be from underrepresented groups. Also, you could have paid apprenticeship and internship opportunities and training opportunities and skills development. Ah, there's the internship program that allows you to get out of jail free. You can still make The Irishman so long as you have an internship program that features underrepresented groups. And finally, you have to have representation in marketing, publicity, and distribution. Okay, so we're now just doing socialist propaganda is what we're doing here. We're now just doing SJW propaganda. Why? Because, again, Hollywood is about relationships of power. It's about power dynamics. It's all critical race theory. And the only way to overthrow that is by mandating from the top down exactly what kind of stories can be told and how people are represented in those stories. Every area of culture will be overtaken by the SJW woke culture. You're listening to a special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal judge has dismissed that lawsuit against Vice President Pence intended to empower him to overturn the Electoral College.
Prior to the dismissal, correspondent Mike Gracia reviewed the developments.
Pence, as president of the Senate, will oversee the session on Wednesday and declare the winner of the presidential race. The lawsuit was filed by U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona, but the lawsuit names Pence as the defendant. In its filing, the Justice Department representing Pence says a suit to establish that the vice president has discretion over the count filed against the vice president is a walking legal contradiction.
The Electoral College has already tallied a majority for Joe Biden at 306 to 232. George Manzani reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Congress overriding President Trump's veto of that massive defense spending bill.
It was the first veto by lawmakers since President Trump took office nearly 4 years ago.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside the veto. Lawmakers dismissed Trump's objections to the $740 billion bill and handed the president a stinging rebuke weeks before his term comes to an end. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Well, the number of confirmed U.S. virus cases has now surpassed 20 million. That's about twice as many as the number two country, India, which has 10 million, and nearly a quarter of the 83 million worldwide, California, the hardest hit state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code Salem for 20% off. Salemnow.com, promo code Salem.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić has presided over the ceremonial opening of the Serbian section of the Russia-led Balkan Stream natural gas pipeline. Mike Sanders has the story.
TurkStream is controversial. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls it a Kremlin tool. He says it makes Europe more beholden to Russia for its gas, and it deprives Ukraine of revenue from transit pipelines. In some respects, it replicates the former South Stream project that the West abandoned in response to Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula 6 years ago. President Aleksandar Vučić said the pipeline would attract investors to Serbia once the domestic network was extended. Russia's ambassador, Alexander Botsan Kharchenko, called it the best New Year's gift to ensure Serbia's stability.
BBC correspondent Mike Sanders. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Shoppers in Delaware have one less thing to worry about.
They will not have to wrestle with that age-old question, paper or plastic. A law now in effect prohibits grocery stores and many other retailers from providing single-use plastic bags at the point of sale. Customers will be forced to rely on paper bags, pay at the checkout for thicker, reusable plastic bags, or bring their own bags with them. The new law is aimed at reducing plastic pollution along roads and waterways, but it's unclear how effective it will be. John Scott reporting.
President Trump extending pandemic-related bans on green cards and work visas to a large group of applicants through March 31st. Also, a federal appeals court siding with him on a rule requiring new immigrants to have their own health insurance. The twin developments on the final day of 2020 showing how Mr. Trump has reshaped the immigration system. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And that narrative is very simple. We live in a universe in which all light is on one side of the political aisle, and all darkness, has been sucked into the black hole that is the malevolent force Donald Trump. It occurred to me as I was watching the news flash before my eyes that we have entered the converse of what we had during the Obama years. So during the Obama years, many in the media, many on the Democratic side of the aisle, declared that basically Barack Obama was a godlike figure. There was worship of Barack Obama across the land. The entire comedic infrastructure decided that jokes could no longer be told. We were told that Barack Obama was not funny in any way, which, of course, is asinine. Barack Obama was hilarious because the man had such pretensions to being a messianic prophet, and he fell short of those pretensions. That is inherently hilarious. But you can never make fun of Barack Obama. Instead, all of the humor was directed at Barack Obama's enemies because you cannot tell jokes about God. And that is the way that it works on the cultish left with regard to Barack Obama. He just wasn't funny. Right? He was like our father, is what Chris Rock said. Barack Obama was this father figure to so many folks on the Democratic side of the aisle. This cult of personality was built up around Obama, not just by Democrats, but by members of the media who declared it off limits to ask him tough questions. Or if you yelled a question at him, then you were considered a racist. I mean, the man was given the Nobel Peace Prize for the great accomplishment of being an alive human who was breathing and had the correct ethnic heritage. Right? That is literally why he was given the Nobel Peace Prize. So it is no wonder that there is another side to this Gnostic view of the universe in so many Democratic circles. So if Barack Obama is a sort of godlike figure, then this means that Donald Trump is the devil. Right? Donald Trump came in. He supplanted Barack Obama. He isn't a fallen angel in the mold of Lucifer. No. He is a malevolent force in the universe. Gnosticism posits that all of the universe is torn between these two forces. One is light and one is dark. And when it comes to politics, this is the same idea promulgated by our media. So Donald Trump is not just bad. Donald Trump isn't just a boor. He's not just a vulgarian. He's not just a man who says very bad things. He's not just a man who does dumb stuff or stuff that you disagree with. Donald Trump is a satanic, dark, malevolent figure. And all evil in the universe revolves around Donald Trump. And this is the image that has been built up about Trump. And you can sense it. You really can. When you talk to Democrats, the very idea that anyone would vote for Trump is akin to walking into a Catholic church and saying, I'm voting for Satan. It is akin to walking into any religious institution in America and declaring that you are on the side of the devil. That is how people view you if you say that you are going to vote for Trump. And you can see it in how people are treating this. I mean, first of all, there are the wild pagans out there who actually are engaging in pagan ritual because they hate Trump so much. There was a video that was flying around the internet in which anti-Trump protesters literally set an American flag on fire and then ate a bloody heart. Well, meanwhile, shouting about Indiana Jones or something. Here was a little bit of that. That is a dude shouting Kalima from Indiana Jones while tearing apart a bloody heart all over his face while people cheer on top of a burning American flag. Yeah, good times happening over there in pagan land. But that is just the visceral visceral part of the Democratic base. I don't think that represents every Democrat by any stretch of the imagination. But the softer version of that is that when Donald Trump leaves office, everything that's bad in the universe is attributable to Trump. And when Trump leaves office, we will have purged ourselves as a country of this great evil. There are only two problems with that. One, not going to happen. Two, it means that you now see the people who live next to you, the people who are voting for Donald Trump, the people who say that they don't like Joe Biden very much or that they are uncomfortable with both candidates, but they're pulling the lever for the guy who brought about the greatest economy in 50 years. You see those people as servants of this dark, malevolent force. And you can see that in how folks are talking, again, about not only Trump, but the people who support Trump. I want to get right back into the special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. But first, if you're not already a Daily Wire member, you're missing out. And we have so much good stuff coming. I mean, we already have like All Access Live. We already have extra hours of The Ben Shapiro Show and extra content from other hosts. But there's all this new stuff that is coming next year. You need to go join right now. We've added the entire PragerU catalog to DailyWire.com to our content library. Right now, you can get all of PragerU's 5-minute videos, the Candace Owens Show from PragerU, and Michael Moles' book club. Early next year, Candace is joining Daily Wire here in Nashville. She'll be launching a brand new Daily Wire show in front of a live studio audience. We'll also be launching our first feature film under Daily Wire's upcoming entertainment channel. We're also building a new investigative journalism team to replace that legacy media cartel. So head on outside the narrative. Come on over to DailyWire.com/Shapiro. If you actually wish to see the right have a chance in the culture wars, you got to fight on the cultural level. That's what we are doing here at Daily Wire. We are fighting the establishment media. We are fighting back Hollywood. We are fighting them on every front. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership. It helps us out. You get all of our content, and you're joining the fight. Go to dailywire.com/Shapiro to join us over at Daily Wire. If you want to divide the country, it's really not about the election. It's about how you see your neighbors. If you want to destroy the social fabric, it's really not about how you view the political candidate on the other side or the political party on the other side. It's how you view the people who vote for that political party or that candidate. And we've been treated to 4 long years of people essentially saying that if you consider voting Republican when Donald Trump is president of the United States or on the ballot, this means that you are evil in and of yourself. Okay, that is not something that's going to be bridged if Joe Biden is elected. It's not like you come back together, right? This is why Robert Reich, the former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, suggested we need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission in which anyone in any position of prominence who supported Trump in any way is called out and thrown from the public discourse. Okay, the cult of Trump hatred has grown extraordinarily strong. So there are gradations here, right? First, you get the crazy people who are ripping apart, I assume, pig hearts on public streets. Then you get Keith Olbermann, who's only slightly less crazy. Keith Olbermann, very serious commentator. You can tell he's serious because he went to Cornell Agricultural School. And let me tell you that Donald Trump is the worst, the most malevolent, the most evil, the cruelest, the most disgusting human being who has ever or will ever walk the earth. Keith Olbermann, go.
I'm tired of the thought that we're now going to repeat the months of March and April in this country, a country that should have learned something, but which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard, one selfish son of a... one real-life Major French attacking the only hope we have, the science, and insisting science is wrong, and Fauci is an idiot, and only I can save you, and insisting you can do whatever you want, and the disease affects almost nobody. Donald Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders, death penalty for each count.
Death penalty. So you're going to, I assume according to Keith Olbermann, you're going to juice the man, you're going to electrocute Donald Trump, then you're going to revive him, then you will electrocute him, and you'll do this like 220,000 times. Which is really exciting stuff from Keith Olbermann. Okay, well, I understand those of you who are moderate left, you know, people who are voting for Biden and don't necessarily think like Keith Olbermann. You're saying to yourself right now, Shapiro's doing nutpicking, right? Nutpicking is this process that people do online or in politics where you find the most outlandish versions of what your opponent is saying and then you highlight those. But let me explain. There is not all that much difference in the theme here between the stuff that crazy pig heart guy and Keith Olbermann are saying and mainstream Democrats are saying. Elizabeth Warren came out and suggested that if Donald Trump is reelected, all life on Earth will be endangered. Not just human life, not just like during his term. All life on the planet, plant life, animal life, that badger you love so much, all of them will be endangered by Donald Trump's presence in the Oval Office. This is something Elizabeth Warren, right, the intellectual of the left, remember, she's the lady with the plan. She's the lady with the sweaters and the plan. She is the person saying that literally all life, he's like an asteroid, Donald Trump. He's going to come at the earth and the dinosaurs are dying. Here is Elizabeth Warren declaring exactly the same thing as Pig Heart Guy.
He not only hasn't made things better, he has actively made them worse. He withdraws from the Paris Climate Accord. He's put a coal lobbyist in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency. What could possibly go wrong? He has opened up for offshore drilling, and he has said yes to the oil companies. They can drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve. Donald Trump threatens the existence of human life, of all life on this planet.
All life on this planet is threatened by Donald Trump. Unless you think it's just the crazy senator from Massachusetts, it's Barack Obama. I mean, Barack Obama tweeted out in the middle of the California wildfires that your life literally depends on Donald Trump not being in office. He tweeted out pictures of the wildfires and the bad air quality in San Francisco, which, by the way, again, last I checked, California is a Democratic state, and it's wildfire management that is largely responsible for the wildfires in California. We talked about this at length. Global warming may be responsible for a slight uptick in wildfires over the course of the century, but it is not responsible for the kind of wildfires we saw in California this year. That is solely due to forest management. But Barack Obama tweeted out, quote, "The fires across the West Coast are just the latest examples of the very real ways our changing climate is changing our communities. Protecting our planet is on the ballot." And then he concluded, "Vote like your life depends on it," because it does. Your life depends on how you vote, right? You will die. You will be condemned and consigned to hell on earth if Donald Trump is elected president. Michelle Obama said the exact same thing. And she gave a speech where she said that you have to vote like your life depends on it, because it does. Your life literally depends on Donald Trump not being president of the United States, which is patently crazy. I'm sorry, that's nuts. There was no point at which I believed that if Barack Obama was reelected in 2012, life on planet Earth was in existential danger, or I was going to die, or family members were going to die because Barack Obama was president of the United States. You have to believe that politics is religion, and religion has set up this Gnostic binary between absolute good and absolute evil. That is the only way you can come to this conclusion. This is a cult-like behavior. There's Barack Obama promoting the cult of anti-Trump, or Michelle.
Think about what would possibly compel you to accept this level of chaos, violence, and confusion under this president and be willing to watch our country continue to spiral out of control. Because we can no longer pretend that we don't know exactly who and what this president stands for. Search your hearts and then vote for Joe Biden like your lives depend on it.
Vote for Joe Biden like your lives depend on it. Your life depends on it. Okay, and again, that entire commercial, if you could see the imagery, it's all white supremacists marching, and it's Proud Boys firing tear gas at people. And that, it is absolute good versus absolute evil. That is the binary that is being drawn. This is not a political difference anymore. It is a moral difference. Right? This is the binary that Democrats are hoping to draw. And it is cult-like. And not only is it cult-like, people who are leading the charge here know that it's cult-like. Because here's the deal about being in a cult. As you know from every cult documentary you've ever seen, the people in charge of the priesthood of the cult, they're always the ones who benefit. If you are the person who declares that you are the vessel of all good and your opponents are the vessel of all evil, and the only way that your constituents can be purged of that evil is to embrace the light, well, cult leaders usually take advantage of that. Right? They bilk people of their money. They create, you know, bizarre sexual rituals. Cult leaders get away with nearly anything. And they know what they're doing. Right? If you lead a cult, you know what you are doing. Okay, Paul Begala sort of let the cat out of the bag. Paul Begala, the Democratic commentator, you know, he pointed out that for Democrats, basically their reaction to this election is just primal panic. They're stuck somewhere between excitement and absolute primal panic because, again, they believe that they are right on the verge of the country falling into complete disrepair and America falling into mass chaos and death. They believe they're on the verge of that. And he says, and that's exactly where Democrats want them. Democrats want them there because it gets them excited about voting for the Democrats, right? They channel all of that toward their own political gain. Right? That is the goal here. When you set up absolute binaries, the person in charge of the binary is the person who is usually set up to gain. And that is exactly what Democrats know. It is what Democrats are doing. Here's Paul Begala.
In fact, I talk to Democrats all the time. The most common thing that Democrats say is, ah! They're scared to death. And they're highly motivated, and I want them to be that way. I'm sorry to scream in your ear, Aaron, but that's what they say. Seriously, you call them, that's what they say, a primal scream at the prospect that somehow Trump might get a second term. So they're highly motivated.
In a second, we'll get to the predictable results of all of this. Again, the complete polarization of the American public. Democrats like to suggest that this is all Trump's fault. Trump is a reactionary, no question. But he is reacting to a thing, and the thing pre-existed Trump. We'll get right back into this special best-of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show, but first, the historical docuseries, Apollo 11, What We Saw, is available exclusively at DailyWire.com. This is the coolest thing. It is an amazing, amazing docuseries. It was originally released as an audio podcast for Apple and Spotify. What We Saw is now available to watch as well as listen on the Daily Wire Apple TV or Roku app or at DailyWire.com. The docuseries takes a detailed look at the Apollo 11 mission to land a man on the moon, probably the greatest achievement in the history of mankind. It was the culmination of a heated, decades-long space race between Cold War rivals, the United States and the USSR. The podcast explores one of America's greatest accomplishments through the eyes of the millions of Americans who lived through it. It's a fantastic series. It really is good. It's cool to watch. It's inspiring. It's patriotic. Right now, get it for 20% off with code WATCH when you become an insider or above member over at dailywire.com/subscribe. And make sure to download our Apple TV or Roku app to get all of our content on your big screen, including our podcasts, our special live streams. That's dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with code WATCH and access to all of our new and existing content. That is dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with code WATCH. Coming up, more on this special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Welcome back. We're going to get right back into the special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So the nice thing about being cult leaders is that the grift just makes you rich. I mean, if you are a cult leader, You're the person who gets to declare who pays you money, which women you get to have sex with. I mean, look at all the documentaries about cults on HBO. And the cult leaders are always the ones who, you know, really reap the benefit of being in a cult, obviously. Well, the Lincoln Project grifters are at the head of the anti-Trump cult, and they are reaping the benefits, man. The absolute division between good and evil, the non-nuanced version of politics, and the castigation of all your political opponents as servants of Satan. This serves a purpose, which is why the Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, and Reed Galen, who have picked up $50 million from the gullible cult members of the Democratic Party. They put $12 million of that toward operating expenses. These guys are buying private jets off the cult. They have a piece in the Washington Post, of course. Of course, the Washington Post gives them the space. Called Republicans, it's time to choose between autocracy and a republic. Weird, because the Democrats right now are threatening to pack the court, overthrow the filibuster, add states willy-nilly, and strengthen the executive branch that the legislature becomes a vestigial organ of American government. But apparently Trump is the authoritarian. The Lincoln Project suggests that this is an absolute moral battle. An absolute moral battle. And if you come in on the wrong side, then we know that you are damned to hell. Listen to this. I see, none of us can choose history. History chooses us. If you ever wondered what side of the Edmund Pettus Bridge you would have stood on, this is your chance to choose. Don't you see? Donald Trump is Bull Connor. The Republicans, people like Susan Collins in Maine and Joni Ernst in Iowa, these are all Bull Connors. All you have to do is vote Democrat, and you will have exorcised the demons of the United States. Now, weirdly enough, Americans bought into this garbage in 2008 when Great Lightbringer Obama came about. And it turns out none of the demons were exorcised. It turns out that when you lead a cult, when you have substituted politics for religion, then you can never allow the grift to end. At that point, you can't just say, oh, well, you know, the light has been brought. Guess we're done here. It has to be, no. The devil still lurks in cosseted corners. The devil still lurks just in the shadows. And so if you give me more power, if you give me more money, if you give me more ability to control your life, then we'll certainly hunt out the devil. We're always just this far away from hunting out the devil. But the Lincoln Project grifters, they're treating this as not just a political battle that is important and has ramifications for the future of the country, but as an absolute moral conflict. They say those who went before faced dogs and fire hoses, and yet they did not flinch. In War and Peace, Americans have displayed unparalleled courage in the face of evil and injustice. It doesn't take courage to stand up to Trump. It takes courage to stand up for your country. This is the legacy we inherited and are called to defend. This is the choice, America or Trump. Now is the time to stand with the country you love. Okay, I'm sorry, that's insane. That's crazy. And the natural corollary of this is that people who disagree with you are not human beings. They're not Americans. People who disagree with you are absolute members of evil. They are brown shirts, and brown shirts deserve to be punched. And naturally, you see this corollary. So some of the Lincoln Project grifters decided they were not happy with the video that I cut a few days ago explaining why I'm voting for Trump. I explained it in great detail without whitewashing, I think, any of Trump's personality issues. I was heavily critical of the president in that video where I endorsed him in 2020. And Matthew Dowd, who I believe is a member of the Lincoln Project, tweeted out, Ben Shapiro isn't a conservative, which, Joe Lockhart at CNN then promptly tweeted out, he's not human. He's not human. Okay, and we all know this. Okay, if you have ever thought about not going along with the woke crowd, if you ever thought about being friends with a Republican, if you have ever thought about voting for Donald Trump, this is how members of the left, and I'm talking many mainstream members of the political left, consider you. You are not human. I was human up until the moment, apparently, when I said that Trump deserves your vote over Joe Biden and a Democratic Party that's lost its mind. The minute I said that, not human anymore. It was all strange new respect in 2016 when I said a pox on both your houses. In 2020, I said, well, you know what? Now I'm forced to the binary choice, and people lose their mind. You're not human. You're not human. And this is why you see Trump supporters getting punched. It's why you see that if you post anything pro-Trump on your Facebook page, your employer may come after you. It's exacerbating the political division. You want to know how you got Trump in the first place? This is how you got Trump in the first place. And whatever happens in the election, it's not going to end. It is not as though Democrats are going to recede into a unity campaign. That is a lie. It is not that the left is going to stop marching as soon as Donald Trump is out of office. Again, the cult can never stop hunting the devil. That is not the way this works. Donald Trump can be put out of office, and it's not like everything goes back to normal tomorrow. It's just that Donald Trump is no longer the face of the satanic force that Democrats and members of the left believe exists out there. They'll find a new face. In 2012, they somehow pasted that face on Mitt Romney. In 2024, I assume they'll paste that face on somebody else. You're listening to a special Best Of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Dr. Farrell and Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
By the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back to the special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. Let's jump back in. So, as part of their extraordinary religious cultish push for Joe Biden, Democrats are now making the claim openly that if it were not for Donald Trump, COVID would not exist. COVID would not have killed anybody. This pagan narrative that Donald Trump is responsible for every ill on planet Earth. COVID is his fault, not China. Right? If you said Chinese virus, you were racist. But if you called it the Trump virus, this was just good politics and obviously true. Joe Biden literally said that if Donald Trump had done his job, every single human being who died of COVID in the United States would still be alive. That's an insane statement. It was trotted forth at the DNC, by the way. Right? They literally put out a video of a woman from Arizona who said that because her father voted for Donald Trump and believed Donald Trump, he was dead from COVID. That's nuts. The vast majority of people in the United States who have died from COVID, I would bet you money, did not die having voted for Donald Trump, because blue states have been hit harder in terms of death than red states have. Okay. Turns out the virus doesn't care about your politics. But Democrats, members of the media, they certainly care about your politics. And so they're going to use the brickbat of COVID to suggest that this nefarious dark force, this miasmatic evil that is Donald Trump, he goes away, everything will get better. Here is Joe Biden suggesting that every death in America attributable to COVID is actually attributable to Trump.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people, I'm not making this up, just look at the data. Look at the data.
Okay, every single one of them, look at the data, and then they appeal to science. Right, so their twin gods are the Democratic Party and science, right? Joe Biden and science, except for the fact that, of course, they don't believe in science too much. Right? Boys can be girls, and girls can be boys, and babies inside the womb are clusters of mere cells. And we can alleviate global warming by building like high-speed rail or some such nonsense. Okay, that sort of stuff is just that's an obvious religious appeal, is it not? Right? Vote for me, and I will bring those 200,000 people back to life, or at least I will stop all further death. Gretchen Whitmer made the same point, the governor of Michigan. Right? She suggested that the only reason you are wearing masks right now is because Donald Trump is president. If it were not for Trump, nobody would be wearing a mask. Weird, because I'm looking all over Europe, and everybody is wearing a mask, and they are going back into lockdown. In fact, countries like Sweden, that heretofore had been kind of light on the lockdowns, they're using targeted lockdowns now. Seems as though nobody's in control of this thing. But according to Gretchen Whitmer, if you had just cast out the evil force that is Donald Trump, no one would be wearing a mask. We'd all be back at ballgames. Here is Gretchen Whitmer saying an absolutely untrue thing.
220,000 dead. We've got people in food pantry lines who never would have imagined that they'd be there. And no light on the horizon because our numbers keep going up. This is a gravely serious moment for all of us. And if you're tired of lockdowns, or you're tired of wearing masks, or you wish you were in church this morning or watching college football, or your kids were in person instruction, it is time for change in this country. And that's why we've got to elect Joe Biden.
Ah, well, if you elect Joe Biden, then you won't have to wear a mask anymore. The sunlight will shine through the clouds. COVID will end. All of the people who are in hospitals and in ICUs right now, all of them will just get up and they will start walking anew. Joe Biden will lay his hands upon them. Maybe he'll get his friend Barack Obama to do it. They'll lay their messianic hands upon those who are ill, and they will heal the ill, and they will walk again. They will walk again. How toxic is Donald Trump in this viewpoint? He's so toxic that if Donald Trump even mentions a vaccine, the vaccine becomes untouchable. That's how evil he is. Donald Trump has even ruined vaccines. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, says that if a vaccine is approved before the end of the year, he still will not trust it. Okay, now this is, honestly, this is not even political. This is just cultish immorality. If a vaccine is approved before the end of the year, post-election, we're already going to know who won the presidency. In December, we're already going to know who won the presidency. At that point, even if you believe that Trump was willing to lie about a vaccine, and that his scientists were also willing to lie about a vaccine in the run-up to an election, at that point, it's after the election. So there's no further incentive for there to be any untruth about a vaccine, even if you were likely to believe for some odd reason that scientists were willing to lie and kill, presumably, tens of thousands of human beings in order to push a false vaccine on Trump's behalf, which is a crazy proposition in the first place. Andrew Cuomo is now out there downplaying the development of a vaccine that will only be out after the election happens. Okay, that is because Donald Trump is so evil that everything he touches turns to dross. Here is Andrew Cuomo, religious leader.
I'm not that confident, but my opinion doesn't matter. I don't believe the American people are that confident. You're going to say to the American people now, here's a vaccine, it was new, it was done quickly, but trust this federal administration and their health administration that it's safe, and we're not 100% sure of the consequences. I think it's going to be a very skeptical American public about taking the vaccine, and they should be.
They should be. They should be skeptical about taking the vaccine, even after the election, even when Trump isn't going to be the lead on this thing. And then Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said the same thing. He said he's going to set up his own board in California in order to determine if the vaccine is safe. So we're going to wait for 2 more months for the California's bureaucracy to work its way through the vaccine to determine if it's safe before anybody in California can take the vaccine. So we've now just extended Gavin Newsom's onerous lockdowns for months on end based on nothing except for the idea that Trump is nefarious and evil. We'll get right back into this special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. But first, if you're not already a Daily Wire member, you're missing out. And we have so much good stuff coming. I mean, we already have like All Access Live. We already have extra hours of the Ben Shapiro Show and extra content from other hosts. But there's all this new stuff that is coming next year. You need to go join it right now. We've added the entire PragerU catalog to DailyWire.com to our content library. Right now, you can get all of PragerU's 5-minute videos, the Candace Owens Show from PragerU, and Michael Moles' book club. Early next year, Candace is joining Daily Wire here in Nashville. She'll be launching a brand new Daily Wire show in front of a live studio audience. We'll also be launching our first feature film under Daily Wire's upcoming entertainment channel. We're also building a new investigative journalism team to replace that legacy media cartel. So head on outside the narrative. Come on over to dailywire.com/Shapiro. If you actually wish to see the right have a chance in the culture wars, you got to fight on the cultural level. That's what we are doing here at Daily Wire. We are fighting the establishment media. We are fighting back Hollywood. We are fighting them on every front. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership. It helps us out. You get all of our content, and you're joining the fight. Go to dailywire.com/Shapiro to join us over at Daily Wire. By the way, how bad are those lockdowns? Disneyland announced they will be shut for the foreseeable future, despite the fact that they say they know how to open. The labor unions want to open, but Gavin Newsom has continued to keep Disneyland shut. Worth noting, Disney World, here in Florida where I am, Disney World has been open since June. They have apparently zero outbreaks at Disney World, but still, you can't go to Disneyland in California because Gavin Newsom says so because Trump is evil. Here is Gavin Newsom.
California today is launching now more formally a scientific safety review, a work group of 11 individuals, experts in their field. These are top health experts that will independently review any FDA-approved vaccines.
Don't worry.
The question I often get is, are you going to take someone's word for it as it relates to vaccines? Of course we don't take anyone's word for it. We will do our own independently reviewed process with our world-class experts.
The FDA is bad now because the devil got to the FDA, right? Donald Trump was in charge of the FDA. Therefore, the FDA is corrupt. Therefore, the FDA will put out flawed vaccine in order to harm Americans post-election when it doesn't matter to Trump's electoral prospects one iota. Makes perfect sense. The only way to make sense of this, again, it is a moral battle. By the way, all of this requires you to completely ignore actual good things happening on the ground. We are going to develop a vaccine. It will happen presumably by the end of the year, according to Pfizer. Not only that, two new peer-reviewed studies, according to NPR, are showing a sharp drop in mortality among hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drop is seen in every group, including older patients and those with underlying conditions, suggesting that physicians are getting better at helping patients survive their illness. The study, which was of a single health system, finds that mortality has dropped among hospitalized patients by 18 percentage points since the pandemic began. That actually is understating the size of the drop. Why? Because it depends on proportionality. Patients in the study had a 25.6% chance of dying at the start of the pandemic. They now have a 7.6% chance of dying. Okay, so that is a reduction from nearly 26% to nearly 8%. So put that another way, that is about a 300% reduction in death rate in hospitals. Right? Or put it a different way, it's about a 75 to 80% reduction in death rate in hospitals. That's pretty impressive, is it not? That's pretty incredible, is it not? That's good news that we should be celebrating. And maybe it should be an impetus for us to start opening things up again. Yes, being careful. Yes, socially distancing. Yes, mask wearing when we can't stay away from other people. But instead, it's everything is wrong. Everything is bad. We're all going to die unless we get rid of Trump, in which case everything will be good again. Not only that, I mean, we can tell. I mean, the data are out there now that death tolls are up in non-vulnerable populations from a wide variety of other diseases thanks to lockdown. Excess deaths, for example, from all causes, was up among adults aged 25 to 44, 26.5%. Right, that is the largest number of excess deaths by percentage. Right, there are lots of excess deaths in the elderly age range, but excess deaths generally means people who would not have died anyway. Elderly people are more apt to die from a wide variety of other causes. Excess deaths among young people are really up extremely dramatically, and a lot of that is deaths of despair. We are seeing highs in terms of deaths of despair. We are seeing that in Great Britain, for example, figures from the Office for National Statistics for March to September reveal that almost 1,000 deaths are being recorded every week, up 26,000 on the same period last year. Among the biggest killers are diabetes, up 86%, Parkinson's, 79%, prostate cancer, 53%, breast cancer, 47%, and bowel cancer, 46%. So there's excess deaths of despair in young people, and then among people who are older, there are a lot of people who are not going to the hospital when they should be. So what does the data tell us? It tells us that we shouldn't be locking down. We should instead be cautious, and we should be open. And there's good news. Our hospitals are getting better at this. Instead, everything comes down to Trump in the United States. We ignore the fact that this virus is not relegated to the United States alone. And instead, it all becomes about if we get rid of Trump, then magically the sun will shine again. Perhaps the clearest example of this is how Democrats are treating schools. So the data are in. Schools are not unsafe. They are not unsafe. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by David Henderson and Ryan Sullivan. Tens of millions of students started the school year completely online, including those in 13 of the 15 largest school districts in the United States. The primary reason is concern over safety for students and staff. But recent data are shifting the discussion on school safety and infection rates of COVID. They argue strongly for opening K through 12 schools. Previous evidence has suggested schools are not super spreader. That research came from other countries or very specific cases in America, like YMCA summer camps. While this suggested little impact on infection rates from opening the schools, it was possible that maybe schools would be different outcomes in the United States, but they're about the same. A group of researchers spearheaded by Brown University professor Emily Oster have created and made available the most comprehensive database on schools and COVID case rates for students and staff since the pandemic started. Her data, covering almost 200,000 kids across 47 states from the last 2 weeks of September, showed a COVID case rate of 0.13% among students and 0.24% among staff. That's a shockingly and wonderfully low number. By comparison, the overall U.S. case rate is 2.6%, an order of magnitude higher. Other research has shown hospitalization and fatality rates for school-age children are also extremely low. People 19 and younger account for only 1.2% of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States during the peak of the pandemic. The CDC reported that of all COVID-19 deaths up to October 10th, only 74 were of children under age 15. During the 2019-2020 flu season, the CDC estimates that 434 children under 18 died of the flu, but we don't shut down schools over the flu. How about teachers? Well, it turns out that various countries that never shut their schools say teachers have the same fatality rate as people in other professions. The cost of reopening the schools, measured in hospitalizations and fatalities, is low. Okay, it doesn't matter. Again, the pagan argument goes that so long as Trump is president, we cannot open the schools. Under any circumstances, it's Trump's fault the schools are closed, and therefore if Trump goes away, we can talk about reopening the schools. Otherwise, the schools stay shut. Again, this is a pagan argument. You have now substituted politics for religion. And if you get rid of this evil, nefarious Trump, everything goes back to normal magically. The light shines once more. We're going to jump right back into this special best-of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. But first, the historical docuseries, Apollo 11, What We Saw, is available exclusively at DailyWire.com. This is the coolest thing. It is an amazing, amazing docuseries. It was originally released as an audio podcast for Apple and Spotify. What We Saw is now available to watch as well as listen on the Daily Wire Apple TV or Roku app or at DailyWire.com. The docuseries takes a detailed look at the Apollo 11 mission to land a man on the moon, probably the greatest achievement in the history of mankind. It was the culmination of a heated, decades-long space race between Cold War rivals, the United States and the USSR. The podcast explores one of America's greatest accomplishments through the eyes of the millions of Americans who lived through it. It's a fantastic series. It really is good. It's cool to watch. It's inspiring. It's patriotic. Right now, get it for 20% off with code WATCH when you become an insider or above member over at dailywire.com/subscribe. And make sure to download our Apple TV or Roku app to get all of our content on your big screen, including our podcasts, our special live streams. That's dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with Code Watch and access to all of our new and existing content. That is dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with Code Watch. Again, so the argument that Democrats keep making is that they cannot open the schools until after the election. If you look at Washington, D.C., they've openly announced that they are preparing to welcome up to 21,000 elementary school students back for in-person learning in November. Why not right now? Well, November, you know. Like, November is a better time. Probably after the election. That'd be, like, a real good time to do it, according to the Washington, DC-ist, on October 5th. So if it's good enough to open, like, in November, why isn't it good enough to open right now? You're losing a full month of education. It is hitting people who are low income the hardest. I mean, really, Zoom education sucks. Okay, I know. My kids have been doing it. Basically, it is homeschooling. You may as well homeschool. Teachers very often can't see the students. Very often, students just log in and then walk away from the computer. Many people aren't even logging in. The truancy rates are incredible. And yet we are told that...
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
November, like when we just look at the timing of everything, it seems to us a more realistic approach to this would be to think that we're going to be where we are now until we are done with the elections.
Oh, well, you know, after the election is when you're going to... Now, what is the logic behind this? Again, the logic is that Trump is causing it. Trump is causing the lockdowns, even though he opposes lockdowns. Trump is causing the schools to be closed, even though he wants the schools open. They're not going to follow the science, not on vaccines, not on schooling. Trump, the evil Trump, he's out there prowling in the shadows, wearing a Jason mask. He's coming after you. You never know. Trump might be in your house right now. You just never know. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more on this special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. We're going to get right back into the special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So Scott Atlas is apparently a bad, bad, very bad, very terrible, very bad man. Scott Atlas is one of Trump's chief advisors, and he's being raked over the coals for his suggestion that lockdowns are a bad idea. And so Jake Tapper and Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay Gupta, by the way, is a neuroscientist who misread Chris Cuomo's lung charts on air on CNN. He accuses Scott Atlas of engaging outside of his field of expertise, ignoring the fact that there are a lot of people who disagree with Anthony Fauci about particular policies, including Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford, who actually is an epidemiologist. There are lots of epidemiologists out there that don't all agree with Anthony Fauci on everything there is to say. But again, the idea is that we have set up this coterie, this beautiful priesthood of the knowledgeable. And the knowledgeable are Democrats and people who Trump doesn't like Anthony Fauci. Here was Sanjay Gupta and Jake Tapper accusing Scott Atlas, who is one of the White House advisors, of engaging in ultra-crepidarianism. Well, meanwhile, engaging in ultra-crepidarianism, because neither Sanjay Gupta nor Jake Tapper are epidemiologists.
Dr. Scott Atlas is a neuroradiologist. He is not an expert on infectious diseases. And this is what President Trump likes to do. He likes to get these people like oral surgeons who are not experts on infectious disease attest to either how great he is or how the pandemic should be treated, how the federal response should be.
Dr. Scott Atlas might be a very smart guy, but what he is doing right now is reinforcing these beliefs. He tweets out masks. No, that tweet has to be taken down.
Okay, so again, it is fun to watch as we say that Scott Atlas knows nothing, but Sanjay Gupta knows everything, which is an interesting take. Now, here is the beauty of living in this world. If Donald Trump is the devil, then that's the only way that you can get Joe Biden to be what you need him to be, if you want people to be enthusiastic about voting for him. But if you want people enthusiastic about voting for Joe Biden, you somehow have to transform this near 80-year-old, near octogenarian, non-coherent, finger in the wind, corrupt politician, career-long corrupt politician who has sponged off the public dime since he was 30 years old. You have to treat that guy as a sort of light bringer, a bringing together dude, right? And that's a hard task. So the worse Trump is, the better Biden is by contrast. So while Joe Biden declares that the people who don't support him are not black, if they are black and support Trump, they're not actually black. While Joe Biden declares that if you support Trump, then you're probably a racist. While Joe Biden declares and has his surrogates declare that all human life on Earth is put in danger by Donald Trump's presidency, which means that if you support him, you are by nature, by simple logic, you are now supporting the end of all human life on Earth and animal life and plant life, according to Elizabeth Warren. That guy is now portraying himself as Captain Unity. Because again, if you give him power, everything not only goes back to normal, it's better than it ever was. The lion lies with the lamb. All of your swords are beat into plowshares. Jeffrey Toobin stops beating other things. Right, everything just messianically fixes itself. And that is this new Joe Biden ad narrated by Sam Elliott. It's an ad that any Republican could have cut. Okay, but here is Joe Biden's closing pitch, which is, I am America.
There is only one America. No Democratic rivers. No Republican mountains. Just this great land. And all that's possible on it, with a fresh start. Cures we can find. Futures we can shape. Work to reward. Dignity to protect. There is so much we can do if we choose to take on problems and not each other. And choose a president who brings out our best. Joe Biden doesn't need everyone in this country to always agree. Just to agree, we all love this country. And go from there.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So that's the pitch. The pitch is Lightbringer Joe versus Devil Dawn, right? That is the pitch that the Democrats are making. If they have to twist facts in order to get there, they will. If they have to lie to you in order to get there, they will. And if they have to treat everybody who they dislike as an untouchable, they will. You're listening to a special Best Of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal judge dismissing a suit led by a House Republican that would have given Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the election when Congress counts the Electoral College votes next week. The suit named Pence as the defendant and asked the court to throw out the 1887 law that spells out how Congress handles the vote counting. For the very first time, Congress has overridden a veto by President Trump, the defense policy bill.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says what the Senate is focused on is
completing the annual defense legislation that looks after our brave men and women who volunteer to wear the uniform.
The bill provides a 3% pay raise for troops and guides defense policy.
We've passed this legislation 59 years in a row. And one way or another, we're going to complete the 60th annual NDAA and pass it into law.
President Trump also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. On Twitter, the president described the override as pathetic. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, proposed rules package for the incoming Congress.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern announced their proposed rules for the 117th Congress on Friday. The Democratic rules package includes the revocation of floor privileges for former members of Congress convicted of crimes connected to their service or election. It would also make it a violation of the code of conduct for members, officers, and employees of Congress to identify a whistleblower. The rules package would also ban members from knowingly disseminating manipulated images or deep fake videos. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Coast Guard suspending its search for a boat with 20 people on board, 3 days overdue, in Florida, after it left the Bahamas on Monday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Texas has hit another grim milestone.
The Lone Star State has surpassed 12,000 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That set a new record high for hospitalizations Thursday for the fourth consecutive day. The patient count has climbed 1,400 in 1 week. The state also counted 349 newly reported deaths. John Scott reporting.
Well, a steady trickle of trucks rolling off ferries and trains at either end of the English Channel after a seismic overnight shift in relations between the European Union and Britain. The busy goods route between southeast England and northwest France is on the front line of the changes now that the UK has fully left the economic embrace of the 27-nation bloc. It is the final stage of Brexit. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has sent New Year's cards to everyone in his country.
The dictator thanked his people for their trust and support in difficult times and wished them good health. Kim's expected to skip his usual televised speech and address a ruling party Congress this month. North Korea is one of the world's most cloistered countries, and it's virtually impossible to independently confirm whether all of its 25 million people receive Kim's cards, the first sent by a leader since 1995. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Well, hundreds of birds have been killed in an explosion of fireworks in Rome on New Year's Eve, and what animal rights activists call a downright massacre. Video images of streets near Rome's main train station show dozens of birds scattered lifeless. Cause of the death is not clear, but officials say apparently they ran into a loud display of firecrackers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A former business partner of Hunter Biden alleges that Joe Biden knew full well what Hunter was doing. We are reaching the end of the road here, and so the pressure was on for President Trump. And he showed up. He showed up, and he performed. To understand exactly how this debate went, however, we have to backtrack a little bit. We have to do the run-up to the debate. So just before the debate, there was a press conference called by the Trump campaign. This press conference was very much reminiscent of the press conference that President Trump held with accusers against Bill Clinton back in 2016. He brought a bunch of women who had accusations against Bill Clinton and suggested that Hillary Clinton had covered all of that up and all that sort of thing. This was very reminiscent of that. He brought forth a guy named Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski was a former would-be business partner of Hunter Biden. And he alleges that it wasn't just that Hunter Biden was going around the globe picking up bags of cash. He alleges that he was doing so on behalf of the Biden family. He says he has the receipts to prove it, that Joe Biden actually knew what was going on, that Joe Biden was involved. Now, as we will see, it is not clear at all from the documentary evidence that has been thus far presented that Joe Biden was deeply involved in his son Hunter's business. However, there are certainly implications in the Hunter Biden emails that suggest it. As far as money actually changing hands, again, there's no actual documentary implication that money has actually changed hands and has been funneled directly to Joe Biden. We'll get to that in a second. Right, because the media are studiously avoiding the story, except for maybe the Wall Street Journal, which is now reporting on it. But Tony Bobulinski did this press conference, and again, this was right before the debate, and suddenly made this story a lot more serious, because before, it had just been all of these emails that had sort of been dripped out via the New York Post. It had been put out a little bit via Fox News. Well, now you actually had a face of a person who worked with Hunter Biden saying that Joe was intimately involved with the business. So Bobulinski gets up in basically a spare room in Nashville, Tennessee. And he says, I was told earlier this week that if I reveal what I know, it's going to bury all of us, meaning the Biden family as well.
I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran.
Okay, Bobulinski also suggested that he had privy inside knowledge to everything that was going on in Hunter Biden's business. He spoke deliberately of a May 13th, 2017 email in which it was discussed how much of an interest in a Chinese company would be held by H, H meaning Hunter Biden, apparently is 20%, and some 10% going to the big guy. So Bobulinski said the big guy here was Joe Biden, which of course would take this from the realm of
Joe kind of knew and patted his son on the head as his son went around picking up bags of cash, which is extremely plausible and, in fact, probable. There's a line between that and Joe Biden actually received money from these sort of corrupt goings-on. Again, if Biden did this after he was vice president, it is not a violation of the law. He's allowed to do it after he is vice president. It does certainly look like influence peddling, however. And Joe Biden apparently was in contact with Hunter about this stuff, according to Bob Alinsky, as early as 2015, 2016, when he actually was vice president. In any case, here was Bob Alinsky saying that the H in that email stood for Hunter and Biden was the big guy.
On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman.
Yeah, he says he came forward, Bob Alinsky did, because he was tired of hearing Joe Biden suggests that he had never discussed business with Hunter when Bob Alinsky says, I know firsthand that that is false. I've been at dinners where they've discussed business.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Bidens' history, the Bidens' family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level.
Okay, and then Bob Alinsky held up some cell phones, and he said, all the evidence of what I am saying is on these phones. I've turned these over to the proper authorities. Here was Bob Alinsky.
Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter. And I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. The evidence sits on these three phones. I don't want to go into anything any further. This will all be discussed with Senator Johnson and his committee, and the American people can decide what's fact.
Okay, so that is where things stood until just before the debate. Finally, the Biden campaign put out what seems to be a pretty comprehensive statement denying the story. According to the Biden campaign, quote, as Chris Wallace said on air about this very smear, Vice President Biden has actually released his tax returns, unlike President Trump, and there is no indication he ever got any money from anybody in these business deals. Joe Biden has never even considered being involved in business with his family, nor in any overseas business whatsoever. He has never held stock in any such business arrangements, nor has any family member or any other person ever held stock for him. What is true is that Tony Bobulinski admitted on the record to Breitbart that he is angry he was not able to go into business with Hunter and James Biden. What is also true is that in contrast to Vice President Biden, Donald Trump has a secret Chinese bank account and pays more in taxes in China than he pays in federal income tax in the United States. And this is a desperate, pathetic farce executed by a flailing campaign with no rationale for putting our country through another 4 years of hell. Okay, so that is a pretty comprehensive denial by the Biden campaign. There are ways to spin it where it looks as though maybe there's some hair splitting. So, for example, you could say, well, maybe the stock isn't stock. Maybe it's some other form of asset, right? Not all ownership in a company comes in the form of actual stock. I could say that. Maybe you could say that Joe Biden didn't have to be involved with the overseas business. He could have just been sort of a passive partner in the overseas business. There are ways to parse this in which theoretically Biden couldn't be denying the story, but it looks mostly overall like Biden is denying the story, and the denial is blanket enough that if any of that ended up being true, Biden would get excoriated for it. So the Wall Street Journal has a couple of pieces further explicating the story itself. We'll get right back into this special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. But first, if you're not already a Daily Wire member, let me tell you about all the things that you will be missing out on if you do not get a membership right now. We just added the entire PragerU catalog to DailyWire.com, to our content library. Right now, you can enjoy all of PragerU's 5-minute videos, the Candace Owens Show from PragerU, and Michael Moles' book club. Also, early next year, Candace is joining Daily Wire here in Nashville. She'll be launching a brand new Daily Wire show in front of a live studio audience. It's going to be awesome, brand new, something unseen ever before. We're also launching our first feature film with Daily Wire. I mean, like a full-scale feature. We're going to be challenging Hollywood on their own terms. Go outside the narrative. Head on over to dailywire.com/Shapiro. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership today. Help us challenge the establishment. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership. Okay, so the Wall Street Journal has a couple of reports detailing the rest of the sort of Bob Alinsky story. One, the headline says, Hunter Biden's ex-business partner alleges father knew about venture. However, corporate records reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show no record for Joe Biden. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Biden campaign denied that Joe had any involvement in this Chinese venture with this oil company or stood to gain by it. Bob Alinsky said he was rankled by Joe Biden's public statements. He never discussed the international business activities of Hunter and other family members.
He also cited nearly $5 million in payments. A Senate Republican report last month said that CEFC made to Hunter Biden's law firm as another reason to come forward. Bob Alinsky said he took part in a meeting with Hunter, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's brother James Biden in L.A. in 2017 when they discussed the Biden family business plans with the Chinese, of which Joe Biden was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. A Biden campaign spokesman didn't immediately respond to a question about the alleged meeting with Bob Alinsky. James Biden and an attorney for Hunter Biden didn't respond to requests for comment, and then they, of course, issued from the campaign this blanket denial. Text messages and emails related to the venture that were provided to the Journal by Bob Alinsky, mainly from the spring and summer of 2017, don't show either Hunter Biden or James Biden discussing a role for Joe in the venture. Mr. Gilliar, who's one of the partners, told the Journal, "I'd like to clear up any speculation that former VP Biden was involved with the 2017 discussions about our potential business structure. I'm unaware of any involvement at any time of the former VP. The activity in question never delivered any project revenue." And which sounds like maybe, just maybe, the project was on the road and then it sort of fell apart. Kimberly Strassel has a report over at the Wall Street Journal on this. She says that Bob Alinsky's text messages show he was recruited for the project by that James Gilliar character, a Hunter associate. Gilliar explains in a December 2015 text there will be a deal between the Chinese and, quote, one of the most prominent families from the United States. A month later, he introduces Rob Walker, also a partner of Biden. In March 2016, Gilliar told Bob Alinsky the Chinese entity was CEFC, which was shaping up to be the Goldmans of China, meaning Goldman Sachs. Gilliar promised that same month to develop the terms of a deal with Hunter. At this point, Joe Biden, of course, was still vice president. As the deal began to take shape in 2017, Bob Alinsky began to question what Hunter would contribute besides his name and worried he was, quote, kicked out of the U.S. Navy for cocaine use. Gilliar acknowledged skill sets missing and observed that Hunter has a few demons. He explained that in brand, Hunter is imperative, but right now he's not essential for adding input. Hunter was hardly visible through most of the work until final negotiations ramped up in mid-May. He brought in his uncle Jim Biden for a stake. Hunter, in texts and emails, wanted offices in three U.S. cities, significant travel budgets, a stipend for Jim, a job for an assistant, and more frequent distributions of any gains. And, of course, he explained that he wanted a hell of a lot more than $850,000 per year because his ex-wife would nearly take all of it. Hunter repeatedly made clear that his contribution was his name. He railed at Bob Alinsky that the CEFC heads are, quote, coming to be my partner, to be partners with the Bidens. He then reminds him that in this instance, only one player holds the trump card, and that's me. May not be fair, but it's the reality because I'm the only one putting an entire family legacy on the line. Joe Biden claims he had never discussed his son's business, but of course there was that May 2017 expectations letter, including that 10% for, quote-unquote, the big guy. In one text, Hunter said, quote, my chairman gave an emphatic no to a version of the deal. Bob Alinsky suggested that the chairman referred to Joe Biden. The deal fell through on the Chinese end in the summer of 2017. So, is it possible that Hunter was freelancing, that he was going around, that Joe had spent years basically patting him on the head, telling him to go pick up bags of cash if he could help him, and that now Joe was out of office and Hunter wanted to help him out, so he was freelancing, and every so often he would run something by Joe? Certainly possible, certainly plausible. Is it true that Joe Biden, while he was VP, probably knew what Hunter was up to? Yeah, that is probably true. Okay, so here is the problem. Nobody in the media wants to talk about this story at all. They don't find it interesting or fascinating at all, that Joe Biden has, throughout his career, engaged in sort of the low-level corruption that many public officials do, right, getting sweetheart mortgages and that sort of thing. Well, or at least a sweetheart land deal from people who are interested in some of the legislation on the table when he was in the Senate. And NPR put out an actual statement before the denial from the Biden campaign. Here's what NPR's public editor said, quote, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste listeners and readers' time on stories that are just pure distraction. That is unbelievable. That is a taxpayer-funded journalistic institution openly declaring that they simply will not engage, that they are not interested whatsoever in the story, preemptively. So the media, so all this is the lead-up to the debate, right? The media are obviously and clearly on the side of Joe Biden, which means that the debate, the stakes are really high, because now this is basically the last chance for Trump to set the table, for Trump to change the topic, and for Trump to shift the course of the race. Now, members of the media, again, it wasn't just NPR, many members of the media were over and over declaring that the Hunter Biden story was not, in fact, a story. They kept declaring without any evidence whatsoever that it was Russian disinformation. So NBC's Hallie Jackson, she actually just continued to say that this is Russian disinformation. There is no information this is Russian disinformation at this point. The DNI, John Ratcliffe, has openly denied that the Hunter Biden emails are Russian disinformation. By the way, no one has yet suggested that the Hunter Biden emails and texts are fake, because they are not, as it turns out. Doesn't matter. The great journalists over at NBC are declaring this stuff Russian disinformation.
You also have the president focusing, it seems, on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and his dealings overseas, these unverified emails. Many intelligence experts have said those emails carry all the hallmarks, rather, of a disinformation, foreign disinformation campaign, essentially.
No, that is absolutely wrong. And again, it is not just the media with regard to the Hunter Biden story. It's with regard to everything. Right? Leslie Stahl did the 60 Minutes episode with Trump, and it sounds like she was pretty adversarial toward Trump, like over and over and over. Trump said to Stahl, you won't ask Biden tough questions. That, of course, is exactly true. The interview went so poorly that Trump decided to basically throw out the entire interview into the public view. He took his own tape. By the way, this is not a bad idea. He took his own public tape and then he just threw it out there. Here was Trump saying to Stahl, you're not going to ask Biden any tough questions.
Your first statement to me, this is going to be tough questions. Well, I don't mind that. But when you set up the interview, you didn't say that. You said, oh, let's have a lovely interview. And here's what I do say.
So what?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with
I
Joe
never
Biden.
Did a Joe
it
Biden.
It was a Joe. The interview, 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball. I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, and then Leslie Stahl went out of her way to defend Hunter Biden and suggest there was nothing to any of the allegations, like in the middle of the interview with Trump, which is, you know, heavy journalisming here.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest
you want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk
I'm
about insignificant
you.
Things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
It
Leslie.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family
hasn't...
Trump is exactly right here, of course. Okay, so this is the burden for Trump going into the debate, is that he has to fight not just Joe Biden, who really has been able to hide out in his basement the entire campaign. He has to fight a media that overtly wishes to see him lose. So I put out this video talking about why I was going to vote for Trump. And I laid forth three reasons why I was going to vote for Trump. The first reason was because Trump has governed much more conservative than I thought he was. The second reason, which is the one under dispute, is I said that most of the damage or all of the damage that I think Trump has done to the public discourse and to the social fabric through his personality, the damage is already done and it can't be undone. So there is no point in not voting for him. It's not going to worsen. Trump is the same every day. And then there's point number three, which is the Democrats have gone damned crazy. They've lost their mind. Well, I think that all three of those points were proved. Independents are still going to feel uncomfortable with him. But overall, Trump's personality, his willingness to discuss his own record, it was so much better. And it made people, I think, who were hesitant to vote for Trump, but were going to vote for Trump, if forced to the choice, they'd vote for Trump over Biden, but they were hesitant to actually go out to the polls. I think now they will be more enthusiastic about going out to the polls. And that may make a huge difference in a lot of these very, very tight swing states. Again, the swing states right now are still extremely tight. The national race seems like it is a quote-unquote runaway, although it looks like the numbers are starting to drop a little bit for Joe Biden. The Real Clear Politics national average has now dropped below 8% for the first time in several weeks. And there are several polls showing this thing very close. I had on Chris Pulster, Kristen Soltis Anderson on the radio show, and she sort of laid forth the various scenarios by which Trump could win. She said there's basically two sets of states to watch. There's the Sun Belt, and then there's the Rust Belt states. We'll get right back into this special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. But first, if you guys aren't already Daily Wire members, now would be the time to join. We've got some amazing stuff that is right around the corner. I mean, great stuff coming up this year. We've added the entire PragerU catalog to DailyWire.com. It's now in our content library right now. You can enjoy all of PragerU's 5-minute videos, the Candace Owens Show from PragerU, Michael Moles' book club. Get it with us because you never know when YouTube's going to take it down. Early next year, Candace Owens is joining the Daily Wire here in Nashville. She'll be launching a brand new Daily Wire show in front of a live studio audience, and something that's never been done on the right before. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool. It's brand new. And of course, Candace, her popularity is nearly unmatched. It's pretty impressive stuff. We are launching our first feature film under Daily Wire's upcoming entertainment channel as well. We're not just moving into more journalistic space. We are moving into the entertainment space because we have to challenge the dominant forces in our entertainment media. We have to challenge Netflix. We have to challenge Apple TV. We have to challenge the people who are cramming down particular social messages on you and your kids and on your community. Also, we are building a new investigative journalism team to replace the legacy media cartel. You may have noticed that legacy media, whenever they investigate, they're always investigating Republicans. A lot of what they say happens not to be true, or it is presented in such a way that it is dishonest. We are not going to be doing that. We're going to be building our own journalistic enterprise, our own investigative journalistic team. So
Head on outside the narrative. Come on over to dailywire.com/Shapiro. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership and join the crusade. We are going to be attempting to fight back the left on every cultural front we can. Join us in that fight. Dailywire.com/Shapiro. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership. You're listening to a special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back. We're going to get right back into this special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So the stakes for this debate were pretty high. The debate opened with talk about COVID. So this is always a topic that is going to be a problem for Trump, simply because no matter who's president of the United States, if a bunch of people die while you're president of the United States, people tend to blame you. We have this very paganistic view in the United States of what the president can do. If the economy is bad, it's the president's fault. If the economy is good, it's the president's credit. If people die, it's the president's fault. If people don't die, it's to the president's credit. So if there's a pandemic and it kills 200,000 people, obviously that's not going to redound to the benefit of the president. And this is where Biden really looked to make hay early on in the debate. So the truth is that Trump's first answer on COVID was pretty good, right? He could have expressed it more smoothly, but his general take was, listen, this has been bad. It's also a global pandemic, and pretending that we did anything that is sort of an outlying policy or that we blew it in some serious way, I'm going to need to see some evidence of that. Here was Trump.
2.2 million people modeled out were expected to die. It's a worldwide pandemic. It's all over the world. You see the spikes in Europe and many other places right now. I can tell you from personal experience that I was in the hospital. I had it.
and I got better. And I will tell you that I had something that they gave me, a therapeutic, I guess they would call it. Some people could say it was a cure. But I was in for a short period of time, and I got better very fast, or I wouldn't be here tonight. It will go away, and as I say, we're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Okay, so that sort of language is what Joe Biden has historically pounced on. So Joe Biden has been telling one lie on COVID. It's a lie the media wished to reflect, and that is that if Donald Trump had handled this wildly differently, then hundreds of thousands of people would be alive today. Hundreds of thousands of people. If you got an empty chair at your table, that is Donald Trump's fault. COVID, which, again, has killed literally hundreds of thousands of people all across the world. If Donald Trump had not been president, everything would have been hunky-dory here in the United States, which is weird because it turns out that a lot of places where Democrats are in charge, lots and lots of people died. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more on this special Best Of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. but we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Men ask dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. Furnished by Dental Lifeline Network.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Welcome back to the special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. Let's jump back in. So Trump actually showed up to the debate. He was ready to play. And so this is where I think Trump started to make hay. He started to turn the tide, I thought, about 15 minutes into this discussion when he started talking about lockdown policy. And Biden didn't want to hear anything about it, right? Biden doesn't want to hear that we're going to reopen. Biden doesn't want to hear any of that. He wants to keep talking us back into the basement. He wants to keep talking us back into COVID depression. He believes that if we're depressed about COVID, we vote for him. So believe it or not, Trump is the candidate of optimism on COVID. It is Biden who is the candidate of pessimism, doom and gloom, eternal nuclear winter. Here was Trump versus Biden on this issue.
We're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the he has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace. But he has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that. By the way, I, as the president, couldn't do that. I'd love to put myself in the basement or in a beautiful room in the White House and go away for a year and a half until it disappears. I can't do that. I caught it. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Great doctors, great hospitals. And now I recovered. 99.9 of young people recover. 99% of people recover. We have to recover. We can't close up our nation. We have to open our school, and we can't close up our nation, or you're not going to have a nation.
And, of course, the CDC has said young people can get sick with COVID-19 and can pass it.
People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over to try to touch their, out of habit, where their wife or husband was, is gone. Learning to live with it. Come on. We're dying with it. Because he has never said, as you said, it's dangerous. When's the last time? Is it really dangerous still? Are we dangerous? You tell the people it's dangerous now. What should they do about the danger? And you say, I take no responsibility.
Okay, I don't know what the hell Biden is talking about at the end there, but that is the contrast in vision, right? Trump saying, correctly, we have to learn to live with it, which, by the way, is the exact same thing European leaders are saying. Emmanuel Macron has said this. Boris Johnson has said this. Everyone in Europe is saying the exact same thing. Joe Biden is saying, we can't learn to live with it. We have to. We're learning to die with it, right? It's all like apocalyptic doomsaying from Joe Biden over and over and over. And then he went on to say we're going to lose another 200,000 people by the end of the winter, right? Okay, that's. I mean, if you're trying to scare the living crap out of people so they'll vote for you, good luck. I mean, if the, I think there may be a secret backlash to this, right? If the polls are wrong, and I'm not saying the polls are wrong because I tend to be much more of a poll believer than most other people, but. If the polls are wrong, it's because they're underestimating the amount that Americans are sick and tired of hearing from Democrats, how many Americans are going to die at Trump's hands, and that we can never go back to regular life, and that we will be wearing masks for the rest of eternity, and that our businesses will be locked down. If there is a brewing sort of under, a brewing underground against lockdown culture, it's going to manifest in the election. So we'll see whether that happens. Joe Biden, for his part, he denied he was going to shut down the country, but then he suggested he's going to shut down the virus, not the country. He said, I'm going to shut down the virus. But he's made no actual plan as to how he's going to shut down the virus. I understand he can hold up a little cloth mask. But guess what? Again, masking is really prevalent in Europe, at least in France, Germany, Italy. They're experiencing a second wave. Right? There are blue areas that were hit really hard the first time that are experiencing a second wave. So Biden's plan to, quote unquote, shut down the virus, it's not a plan at all. It's not even close to a plan. Everything that he says is his plan is actually Trump's plan. Here is Biden saying that he's going to shut down the virus, not the country, but then admitting that he has not ruled out more shutdowns.
I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country. It's his ineptitude that caused caused the country to have to shut down in large part. Why businesses have gone under, why schools are closed. Those other concerns are real. That's why he should have been, instead of in a sand trap in his golf course, he should have been negotiating with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats and Republicans about what to do about the acts they were passing for billions of dollars to make sure people had the capacity.
But you haven't ruled out more shutdowns.
Well, no.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't ruled out more shutdowns. And Trump immediately comes back at him. And again, this is good from Trump. He says all he does is talk about shutdowns. It's literally all the guy does. All day long, he just talks about shutdowns. Democrats keep talking about shutdowns. We have to open everything, is what Trump says. That may be a vision that Americans are going to embrace, particularly if you have kids. And Democrats keep talking about shutting down the schools. I can tell you on a firsthand level, my kids were in Zoom school from March all the way until like the last 2 weeks. The radical difference in their lives, in our life, since they've been able to go to school because we are now in Florida, it's a radical difference. It is not even close. Their life is much better. They are learning. They are enjoying their life. Okay, there are a lot of people out there who are not on board with the lockdown culture. Here was Trump fighting back against Biden on this.
All he does is talk about shutdowns, but forget about him. Democrats all, they're shut down so tight. And they're dying. We're not going to shut down, and we have to open our schools. People are losing their jobs. They're committing suicide. There's depression, alcohol, drugs at a level that nobody's ever seen before. There's abuse, tremendous abuse. We have to open our country. You know, I've said it often. The cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. And that's what's happening. And he wants to close down. He'll close down the country if one person in our massive bureaucracy says we should close it down.
Okay, so that was, again, I thought that the conversation would turn quickly from Trump's rhetoric to what's going to happen from here on in. That conversation certainly benefits Trump. And then you got to a very weird Biden statement to sort of conclude that conversation, in which Biden suggested, I mean, now he's not just cribbing from Neil Kinnock like back in the 1980s. Now he's just cribbing from his boss's playbook, right? He's just ripping off Barack Obama's playbook. He does this, there are no blue states, there are no red states, but also the red states suck. It's very weird. Here was Joe Biden saying that there are no blue states or red states, but the red states are terrible.
Take a look at what New York has done in terms of turning the curve down in terms of the number of people dying. And I don't look at this in terms of the way he does. Blue states and red states. They're all the United States. And look at the states that are having such a spike in the coronavirus. They're the red states. They're the states in the Midwest. They're the states in the upper Midwest. That's where the spike is occurring significantly. But they're all Americans. They're all Americans. And what we have to do is say, wear these masks, number one. Make sure we get the help that the businesses need.
Okay, so I'm just enjoying him saying there's no blue states and there's no red states, but the red states are really botching this thing. But it's bad when Trump says the blue states botched this thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, in just a second, we're going to get to the second message that Trump was promoting. So first message that he was promoting in the early going is that Biden is Captain Lockdown, which is true. The second message that he was promoting was a character message, and that was Joe Biden is not this clean and pristine politician. Joe Biden is a typical corrupt politician. We'll get to that message in just 1 second, because I do think that Trump successfully made some headway there. We're going to jump right back into this special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. But first, the historical docuseries, Apollo 11, What We Saw, is available exclusively at DailyWire.com. This is the coolest thing. It is an amazing, amazing docuseries. It was originally released as an audio podcast for Apple and Spotify. What We Saw is now available to watch as well as listen on the Daily Wire Apple TV or Roku app or at DailyWire.com. The docuseries takes a detailed look at the Apollo 11 mission to land a man on the moon, probably the greatest achievement in the history of mankind. It was the culmination of a heated, decades-long space race between Cold War rivals, the United States and the USSR. The podcast explores one of America's greatest accomplishments through the eyes of the millions of Americans who lived through it. It's a fantastic series. It really is good. It's cool to watch. It's inspiring. It's patriotic. Right now, get it for 20% off with code WATCH when you become an insider or above member over at dailywire.com/subscribe. And make sure to download our Apple TV or Roku app to get all of our content on your big screen, including our podcasts, our special live streams. That's dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with code WATCH and access to all of our new and existing content. That is dailywire.com/Shapiro to get 20% off your membership with code WATCH. Okay, so then we move to Trump's second line of attack. And the second line of attack for Trump is that Joe Biden is corrupt. Right? That Joe Biden has portrayed himself as this nice elderly gentleman who is pure as the driven snow. And that ain't true. Joe Biden has been spending 47 years picking up little bennies on the side, which is not uncommon, but it is kind of gross. And so Trump did a good job of redirecting this conversation. So Biden suggested that Trump had lied to the American people about COVID, which, again, the evidence is just not there for that. Even Bob Woodward didn't really believe that Trump knew the thing was airborne in early February. Nobody. The CDC didn't say it was airborne until, like, July. In any case, Joe Biden suggested that Trump somehow concocted this bizarre Wall Street scheme where he knew that COVID was going to be really bad. And so he told all of his Wall Street buddies, but not the American people, so they could short sell the market. And Trump came right back at him pretty strong. Here was the Trump versus Biden exchange.
He didn't want to tell us because he didn't want us to panic. He didn't want us. Americans don't panic. He panicked. But guess what? In the meantime, we find out in the New York Times the other day that, in fact, his folks went to Wall Street and said this is a really dangerous thing. And a memo out of that meeting, not from his administration, but from some of the brokers, said sell short.
You're the one that takes all the money from Wall Street. I don't take it.
I have.
You have raised a lot of money, tremendous amounts of money. And every time you raise money, deals are made, Joe. I could raise so much more money as president and as somebody that knows most of those people. I could call the heads of Wall Street, the heads of every company in America. I would blow away every record, but I don't want to do that because it puts me in a bad position. And then you bring up Wall Street. You shouldn't be bringing up Wall Street because you're the one that takes the money from Wall Street, not me.
Okay, and Joe Biden looking a little awkward there because that is the fact. I mean, Joe Biden is outraising Trump on Wall Street something like 5-1. He's outraising him in Silicon Valley like 99-1. So the notion that Joe Biden is somehow not corrupt and that Trump is corrupt with regard to Wall Street is a pretty rich one. Can anyone further, right? Then we finally got to the Hunter Biden stuff. Okay, so you knew that Trump was going to bring this up. He didn't tell the story wonderfully. In fact, some of the stuff that he said was an overestimation of the truth, to put it kindly. That is particularly true when he was talking about business deals in which Hunter engaged. He kind of corrected himself as he went on. He said that it went to the Biden family, which is a vague way of sort of implying that Joe was involved without overtly saying that Joe was involved. At one point, he actually said that Joe had received direct cash from the Russian government, for example. That was not true. But if the goal here was to throw as much mud as possible at Joe Biden in an attempt to get people to be a little bit less enthusiastic about Biden, feel like he's just kind of, you know, maybe this was aimed at the Bernie bros a little bit for Trump. Trump did this to Hillary last time, too. It was like she was taking Wall Street speeches and she was a corruptocrat and all of this. He did some of the same stuff to Joe Biden. So this particular conversation started off with Joe Biden saying that he was going to take on Putin, which is just absurd on his face. I mean, he was part of an administration that overtly allowed Russia to take over policymaking in Syria, that allowed Russia to invade Crimea. He was part of an administration that removed some of the defense capabilities of Eastern European countries. And he was The Biden-Obama administration was awful with regard to Russia. But here was Joe Biden just lying about that because he did tell an awful lot of lies.
Everything that's going on here about Russia is wanting to make sure that I do not get elected the next president of the United States because they know I know them and they know me. I don't understand why this president is unwilling to take on Putin.
Okay, again, the Trump administration policy is significantly harsher on Russia than anything Obama ever did. In just one second, we'll get to Trump's counterattack, which again was this line, which is Joe Biden is corrupt. He's a longtime corrupt politician. Again, the fact checkers are going to have a field day with some of the claims that Trump made here, because again, some of the claims that Trump made here are just not right. But the overall implication, right, which that Trump was trying to make here, which is that the Bidens have been trading on the family names when rich members of the Biden family, that is certainly true. Okay, we'll get to that in one second. Biden did not really have a good defense for it, and Trump hammered it a lot. We'll get right back into this special best of episode of the Ben Shapiro Show. But first, if you're not already a Daily Wire member, you're missing out. And we have so much good stuff coming. I mean, we already have like All Access Live. We already have extra hours of the Ben Shapiro Show and extra content from other hosts. But there's all this new stuff that is coming next year. You need to go join right now. We've added the entire PragerU catalog to DailyWire.com to our content library right now. You can get all of PragerU's 5-minute videos, the Candace Owens Show from PragerU, and Michael Moles' book club. Early next year, Candace is joining Daily Wire here in Nashville. She'll be launching a brand new Daily Wire show in front of a live studio audience. We'll also be launching our first feature film under Daily Wire's upcoming entertainment channel. We're also building a new investigative journalism team to replace that legacy media cartel. So head on outside the narrative. Come on over to DailyWire.com/Shapiro. If you actually wish to see the right have a chance in the culture wars. You got to fight on the cultural level. That's what we are doing here at Daily Wire. We are fighting the establishment media. We are fighting back Hollywood. We are fighting them on every front. Use code WATCH for 20% off your membership. It helps us out. You get all of our content, and you're joining the fight. Go to dailywire.com/Shapiro to join us over at Daily Wire. You're listening to a special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Business Bureau, so call now, 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-785-9132.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back to the special best of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. Let's jump back in. So there were several messages that Trump was trying to promote during the debate about Joe Biden. Okay, so Trump had a couple of messages. First message, Biden is Captain Lockdown. He's going to lock you down. He's never going to let you out of lockdown. And honestly, given how Democrats are governing, not super wrong. They're still talking about school shutdowns when the data on school shutdowns is available, and it demonstrates school shutdowns are a very bad idea. Second message Trump was trying to promote is that Biden is a longtime corrupt politician. So he went directly after Biden. As I say, it is worth noting here that some of these claims are just not true. And I think that for the sake of honesty, we should point out that they are not true. However, some of these claims are in fact true. They're not all false. So here is Trump talking about Joe Biden and receiving money from foreign sources, or at least his family doing so.
Joe got $3.5 million from Russia, and it came through Putin because he was very friendly with the former mayor of Moscow, and it was the mayor of Moscow's wife, and you got $3.5 million. Your family got $3.5 million, and
you know, someday you're going to have to explain, why did you get 3.5? I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever, number one. Number two, this is a president, I have released all of my tax returns. The foreign countries are paying you a lot. Russia's paying you a lot. China's paying you a lot.
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about?
Okay, so Trump is conflating a bunch of different claims right here. It is true that Hunter Biden picked up $3.5 million from the wife of Moscow's mayor. It is not true. There's no evidence to suggest that Joe Biden benefited from that, at least not directly. Okay, it is true that Hunter Biden was picking up enormous checks in Ukraine based on the Biden family name. It is not true, or at least there is no evidence to the effect, that Joe Biden was picking up any of that cash. It is true that Hunter Biden was picking up bags of cash in China. And this is where things have gotten a little dicey for Biden. There are emails suggesting that perhaps Joe Biden had something to do with it. Joe Biden has denied all of that. But here's the bottom line. If you're watching this debate, and this is the first time you're hearing any of this, this does change your impression of Joe Biden just a little bit. Right? Here is, and it's also true, by the way, that there is very solid evidence that all of Joe Biden's family members have made an awful lot of money off of Joe Biden's name over the course of Joe Biden's career. Here was Trump going after Biden again on this.
I was put through a phony witch hunt for 3 years. It started before I even got elected. They spied on my campaign. No president should ever have to go through what I went through. Let me just say this. Mueller and 18 angry Democrats and FBI agents all over the place spent $48 million. They went through everything I had, including my tax returns, and they found absolutely no collusion and nothing wrong. $48 million. I guarantee you, if I spent $1 million on you, Joe, I could find plenty wrong. Because all right, the kind of things that you've done and the kind of monies that your family has taken, I mean, your brother made money in Iraq. Millions of dollars. Your other brother made a fortune. And it's all through you, Joe. And they say you get some of it. And you do live very well. You have houses all over the place.
Okay. And again, Joe Biden kind of laughing that one off. But he is worth $9 million. Now, some of that, I'm sure, is book money. I'm sure a lot of that is pension. But again, there are serious questions to be asked about why it is that every member of our public coterie goes into office poor and leaves office rich. Okay, that is a real thing. This did lead Joe Biden to actually overtly say something that is not true. When he says that Hunter never did anything unethical, there you start to really... I mean, Hunter admitted on national TV that he used his daddy's name to traffic in Ukraine so that he could make a buttload of money. I mean, that is overtly... When he says Hunter never did anything unethical, now Joe Biden has linked himself with Hunter. He's tied himself to Hunter. And this is a huge political error. It also happens to be a lie that Hunter never did anything unethical.
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal.
His son didn't have a job for a long time, was sadly no longer in the military service. I won't get into that. And he didn't have a job. As soon as he became vice president, Burisma, not the best reputation in the world, I hear they paid him $183,000 a month. Listen to this. $183,000, and they gave him a $3 million upfront payment.
All right.
And he had no energy.
I'm going to let the vice president respond to that quickly, and then
dishonest.
I need to get to a question to you. Very
no
quickly,
basis for that. Everybody investigated that. No one said anything he did was wrong in Ukraine.
Nobody said that anything Hunter Biden did in Ukraine was wrong? Okay, there's a difference between legally wrong and I'm using my VP daddy's name to make bank on a natural gas company in Burisma while my dad is in charge of Ukraine policy. In fact, there are members of the, I mean, it's overtly false. The State Department warned the Obama administration that this looked corrupt. And people were told, don't talk to Joe about it because he's too concerned about what's going on with Bo, because Bo at the time was suffering from brain cancer. So, no, that's just not true. And this was, I thought, maybe the best moment of the night for Donald Trump. Joe Biden finally got tired of all of this, and he pivoted to what was obviously a pre-planned response. Right? Before a debate, you always write a few responses, knowing exactly what's coming. Biden knew this was going to come up, and he was waiting to deploy it. And finally, he deployed his pre-planned response. There's only one problem. Trump absolutely walloped him over it. This was the worst moment of the debate for Biden, bar none.
He doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues. It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family. And your family's hurting badly. If you're making less than, if you're a middle-class family, you're getting hurt badly right now.
That's a typical political statement. Let's get off this China thing. And then he looks, the family, around the table, everything. Just a typical politician when I see that.
Let's talk about
North
Korea.
I'm not a typical politician.
Okay.
That's why I got elected.
Okay, so that is a great debate tactic. Hey, that tactic is the most obnoxious tactic. When somebody goes faux sincere, when a serious issue is being discussed, and then suddenly the candidate turns to the camera and says, the American people don't want to hear this. The American people want to hear about the things that affect them. For Trump to call that out and be like, Joe, you're so full of crap. I mean, honestly, we're in the middle of a conversation about family corruption, and now you're going to do the kitchen table. Yeah. You're a typical politician. It's why I got elected. It was the best moment for Trump. It was very, very funny. It was the best moment for Trump all night. And again, highlight the fact that Trump is not your typical politician, which in many cases is not ideal. But in this case, it's kind of ideal. That's kind of a good thing. All righty, we will see you here tomorrow for another special Best Of episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate approving that defense policy bill over objections from President Trump, handing him his first veto override. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a New Year's Day session, the GOP-controlled Senate followed the House and voted to override the president's veto. It was a first by lawmakers during the Trump administration. Senators voted 81-13 in favor of the bill, which provides a 3% pay raise for U.S. troops and guides defense policy. The president rejected the defense measure last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies. He also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. Greg Clugston, the White House.
That lawsuit that would have given Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the election when Congress counts the Electoral College votes has been tossed out by a federal judge. Also at townhall.com, another case of the coronavirus variant has been detected in the United States.
Florida health authorities say the new virus variant was detected in a man in his 20s in Martin County, just north of Palm Beach. He had no recent travel history, suggesting community spread. This new variant, first seen in England, is believed to be more contagious than the original strain of COVID-19. It was also discovered this week in Colorado and California. Top experts say it's already probably spreading throughout the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Belgium say a 27th elderly person has died in an outbreak at a nursing home, that from a super-spreading party last month. Belgium, a nation of just over 11 million, has been badly hit by the pandemic. So far, more than 19,000 deaths. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
Taiwan's president says the country is ready to have meaningful talks with China if Beijing sets aside confrontation. And the BBC's Viv Marsh has more on this story.
Taiwan has come under increasing pressure from China since President Tsai took office in 2016. Angered by growing U.S. support for Taiwan, Beijing cut off formal dialogue and increased military activity near the island. In her New Year address, President Tsai said the relationship between the two neighbors was about regional stability and had become a global focus. She hoped that once the pandemic was under control, exchanges between people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait could resume. Beijing has repeatedly rebuffed the Taiwanese leader, saying she must first accept that Taiwan is part of China.
BBC's Viv Marsh. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We are set now for the championship game of the college football playoffs. It will be Alabama taking on Ohio State. Crimson Tide today shut down Notre Dame 31-24. Buckeyes over Clemson 49-28. The last surviving member of the McGuire sisters, who topped the charts with numerous hits in the 1950s, has died. Phyllis McGuire was 89. The lead singer and younger sister of Dorothy and Christine McGuire died Tuesday in Las Vegas. The McGuire sisters earned 6 gold records for hits, including the 1954 smash, Sincerely, and 1957's Sugar Time. The group performed for 5 presidents and also Queen Elizabeth. They were inducted into the National Broadcasting Hall of Fame in 1994. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Chris Plant sounds like, and it's not like this, but it's New Year's Day, and we have a bit of a tradition here at the Chris Plant Show, and on New Year's Day, I sit there and I go through just acres of sound bites that we've pulled over the last year, and I pick the cream of the crop. I separate wheat from chaff, and I present that wheat to you, and I throw that chaff in the trash. And that's what's happening here. We're looking back at 2020. We're going to have some nostalgic fun and go like, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened. That was crazy when that person said that thing and when that girl got fired and cried about it. We're going to get to all sorts of stuff. But we're going to first get to the first story of 2020, the first big news story that made everybody go, ooh. And let's see if you can remember what happened in 2020 and back in January of 2020 from this audio cue. Take it away. Is this familiar? Connected to a story that we might have talked about back in January of 2020, and Chris Plant obviously took very seriously because we had the Dave Clark 5 saying bits and pieces. Because an Iranian general was blown into bits and also blown into pieces. Get it? That's right. Who remembers Soleimani being taken out by our president, Donald John Trump, in January of last year? Oh, that feels good to say. In 2020, it was the first big news story of the year. Some people were happy about it. Some people decidedly less so. But I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things looking back, I'd call that a good plan. I think that was a good idea, and Mike Pompeo agreed.
President Trump made the decision, a serious decision, which was necessary. There was an imminent attack. The orchestrator, the primary motivator for the attack was Qasem Soleimani, attempt to disrupt that plot.
That's right. We were disrupting plots.
He's been called a monster, and he was a monster. And he's no longer a monster. He's dead. And that's a good thing for a lot of countries. And he was planning a very big attack and a very bad attack.
So a big bad attack was coming, and we stopped it. And on the topic of Soleimani, there was this great moment where Florida Representative Brian Mast had a question for the left, who did not exactly enjoy being asked.
If you walk out this hallway and you take a right and another right and another right, you're going to come to several beautiful walls that have the names of our fallen service members from the war on terror. Can any of you provide me one name on that wall that doesn't justify killing Soleimani? I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'll be more than happy to sit here and wait. Somebody provide me with a name on that wall that does not justify his killing.
Long silence.
The gentleman may continue.
Elliot Engel there jumping in.
I'm continuing, Mr. Chairman. I got 2 minutes remaining. I will sit here and wait for somebody to provide me with a name on that wall that does not justify the killing of Soleimani.
But Representative Mast wasn't done.
Thank you, Mr. Mast. I think you've made your point. Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, I have not yielded back my time, and I still have a minute, 45 seconds.
You're disrupting the
proceedings. I will not
right
yield
now.
Back my time, Mr. Chairman.
You're disrupting
I have
the
a minute and 45
Mast.
Seconds remaining, of which I would like to wait for somebody to provide me with a name
I
of
think
somebody
you, I
on
think
our
you've
memorial
made your
wall
point.
Who does
you're
not
out of order, Mr.
Mast. The killing of
you are out of
I will
order.
Not yield
you
back
are out of
time.
Order, Mr. Mast.
I will
Mr.
not
Chair,
yield back my time.
Point.
I am not
Chair,
out of order.
Mr.
You
Chair,
are
I'll,
out of order,
I'll yield a minute.
Mr. Chairman, for reclaiming this time.
Mr. Chair, I'll yield a minute of my time to Mr. Mast.
He's got time.
Thank you. Thank you, my colleague. I appreciate it.
So, you love to see it. But the media had a very interesting reaction to the whole Soleimani thing, because it turns out a lot of these guys really liked him.
I was wondering, I was trying to think of somebody, and I was thinking of De Gaulle, although he became a leader of the country. Which
right,
is not.
It's not quite, but yeah, but there's something, he means bigger than any, he, put it this way, other than the supreme leader Khamenei, and maybe
Khamenei.
The president, he looms larger in Iran than almost any other figure. Mm. He's regarded as personally incredibly brave, the troops love him.
Now, that's Fried Zucchini and Manderson Pooper, and they're talking about how great Soleimani was. He's Charles de Gaulle. Let's name an airport after him. It's probably a bad idea, actually, you know, all things considered. But he looms large, except for, you know, Khamenei. He's up there. And then on Nightline, they couldn't get enough.
In the heart of Iran, a public outpouring of grief. Soleimani, a beloved figure in Iran, seen as standing up to the West.
So he's a hero, which makes us the villain. And you know, it just so happened, Martha Raddatz was there.
My colleague, Martha Raddatz, one of the few Western journalists allowed in the country.
This procession's so packed you can barely move, but the emotion is everywhere. People have a very strong message for America.
They're chanting, death to America.
No, not death to America. I thought ba-ba-obligo meant hooray, the bad person died. And also, didn't that feel like a cue? Like they got cued? That didn't just happen. They weren't chanting it when she started reading her script, but when she got to the point where they would go to, like, B-roll, people standing there just started doing it. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
The U.S. moved to kill the revered general who
revered
commanded
general.
The elite Revolutionary Guard, proving consequential across the region.
No more Baba
Members
Obligo.
Of the Iranian parliament chanting death to America.
Oh, more death
and
to
this
America.
Weekend, an ominous sign, a red flag symbolizing war raised above an Iranian mosque.
Wait, red flags don't mean peace. I mean, a white flag means surrender. I guess red flag means war. And more Baba Obligo. You know, they can't get enough of saying that. So, does anyone else in the media have anything nice to say about Soleimani?
You know, when some people die, we, you know, you don't know what the impact's going to be. When Princess Diana died, for example, there was a huge emotional outpouring. These kinds of, Elvis Presley in
Elvis
our culture.
Presley, okay.
It turns out that this general he killed was a beloved hero
beloved
of the
hero.
Iranian people, to the point where look at the people we got pictures of now. These enormous crowds coming out. There's no American emotion in this case, but there's a hell of a lot of emotion on the other side.
So Soleimani is Princess Diana, I'm sure Elton John's, you know, you lived your life like a stick of dynamite in the wind. Now that, of course, is Chris Matthews. And 2020 was a banner year for Chris Matthews. Honestly, I miss him. Don't you miss Chris Matthews? He had a real talent to say the dumbest things that you've ever heard. Chris Matthews started 2020 by getting on the wrong side of Bernie Sanders and his army of Bernie bros. And how did he do that? Well, he started talking about how he doesn't like, and this is going to sound crazy because he is a very far left lefty loony guy, but apparently he doesn't like socialism.
I have my own views of the word socialist, and I'll be glad to tell them, share them with you in private. And they go back to the early 1950s. I have an attitude about them. I remember the Cold War. I have an attitude towards Castro. I believe if Castro and the Reds had won the Cold War, there would have been executions in Central Park, and I might have been one of the ones getting executed. And certain other people would be there cheering, okay?
So obviously Chris Matthews doesn't seem to be a big fan of socialism. He thinks there would have been executions in Central Park and that he'd be lined up against the wall by some barista with half of his head shaved. It goes on.
I don't know who Bernie supports over these years. I don't know what he means by socialism. 1 week it's Denmark. We're going to be like Denmark. Okay, that's harmless. That's basically a capitalist country with a lot of good social welfare programs. Denmark is harmless.
Pretty clearly in the Denmark category, yeah.
Are you sure? How do you know? Did he tell you that?
No, he's actually bringing up a really interesting point here. He's pointing out that no one asks Bernie Sanders what he means when he says that he's a democratic socialist. Which kind of socialist are you? Are you Denmark or are you Castro? No one's asking these questions.
What does he think of Castro? That's a great question. What did you think of Fidelismo? We all thought he was great when he first... I thought he was cheering like mad for him when he first went in. And then he became a communist and started shooting every one of his enemies.
Okay, hold those thoughts on the Cuban Revolution.
I don't know if I've ever actually heard him called Fidelismo before. Also admitting that he loved Fidel when he burst onto the scene. Got a couple other Chris Matthews clips here because he had a fun 2020 until he stopped very specifically having a fun 2020. Here's Chris with Bill Nye, the science guy, talking about all the bad carbon dioxide in our atmosphere.
Carbon dioxide is the problem. Yes, methane's a problem, some other greenhouse gases are the problem, but because there is so much carbon dioxide, it is the main thing that we need to address. And this whole idea...
You mean the stuff that kills you if you park your car in the garage and close the door?
Yeah, well,
that's not too hard,
but that's also carbon monoxide.
Oh, whoopsie doodle. See, carbon dioxide is different than carbon monoxide. Most school children know that. Chris Matthews is not most school children. He was an altar boy at a mental institution. He got even more hot water shortly thereafter. I very specifically remember this was right around CPAC, and it was kind of the talk of the backstage area was, did you see what Chris Matthews did this time? Which is always... you know, fun. Chris Matthews was talking to Jamie Harrison, who was the man who ran against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. And as they're talking, up on the screen, they're showing video of Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham is stood next to Tim Scott, a Republican who happens to be an African American, as is Jamie Harrison, the Democrat who was running against Lindsey Graham. And Chris Matthews is watching this video, and he's seeing Lindsey Graham, and he's seeing an African-American gentleman, and he says, hey, look, you're right there on TV.
Jamie, I see you standing next to the guy you're going to beat right there, maybe, Lindsey Graham.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Jamie?
Tim Scott.
Who's that?
That's Tim Scott.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's the other center, Tim Scott. What am I saying? Big mistake. Mistaken identity, sir. Sorry.
Ouch. Everyone around him is like, just Tim Scott. Stop now. But he wouldn't. He's just like, look, you're on TV. It's the guy right there. I see you. You're right there. What? Why are people poking me so much? And then came the sad day when Chris Matthews took away our toy.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring. This is the last hardball on MSNBC. And obviously, this isn't for lack of interest in politics. As you can tell, I've loved every minute of my 20 years as host of Hardball. Every morning I read the papers, and I'm gung-ho to get to work. Not many people have had this privilege. I love working with my producers and the discussions we have over how to report the news. And I love having this connection with you, the good people who watch. I've learned who you are, bumping into you on the sidewalk or waiting at an airport and saying hello. You're like me. I hear it from your kids and grandchildren who say, my dad loves you, or my grandmother loves you, or my husband watched it till the end.
Well, they wouldn't have said it because they didn't know the end was coming. But yes, on March 3rd, Chris Matthews hung up his microphone, his hair, his attitude. Not really because he wanted to, but because he had been pissing off a lot of people, and there were some allegations out there in the wind, you know, hashtag me too. We're in the land of the Harvey Weinsteins and the Matt Lauers, and there's still talk. There's still rumor out there that Chris Matthews was one of them. I think a story came out, but there were other things floating in the air. So he continued. He was saying goodbye.
Well, after conversation with MSNBC, I decided tonight will be my last hardball. So
not
let me tell
choice.
You why. The younger generations out there are ready to take the reins.
Nope.
We see them in politics, in the media, in fighting for their causes. They're improving the workplace. We're talking here about better standards than we grew up with. Fair standards. A lot of it has to do with how we talk to each other. Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay.
That's okay.
We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
I remember that now. Chris Matthews, apparently he would just comment on women's appearances constantly, on what they were wearing. You remember the time he creeped out Erin Burnett on his show, and she was, you know, the anchor across from him. They were at least in different buildings. And he was a bit of a creepy creeperson, so we had to say goodbye.
And for those of you who have gotten in the habit of watching Hardball every night,
I apologize.
I hope you're going to miss me, because I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
But remembering Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca, we'll always have Hardball.
Ugh.
So let's not say goodbye, but till we meet again.
So, yeah, he came on. It was the start of the show. It wasn't like the end of the show. And it's like, let's go to break. I'm done. I do kind of miss Chris Matthews. I miss him. He was such a goof. And I miss making fun of him. And every now and then I sit and I go, oh, think of all the audio we're missing out on because they took away our Chris Matthews and replaced him with this.
If it's Sunday, it's Denny.
Joy Reid.
In this instant, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, refuses to... Oh, Denny. What does that mean? Oh, my producers wrote that in there. It's deny. Denny. I'm like, who's Denny?
Joy Reid, you are no Chris Matthews. I apologize. We got a lot more stuff. Coming up, we're going to make fun of the squad. And I think you know exactly who I'm talking about. It's the best of the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLS, consumer access.org, number 330.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey says 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off big cable news, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word OPEN to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion. So text OPEN to 39747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text OPEN to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
While I was lying in an army hospital in Germany, my parents got a letter that said I had 48 hours to live. They even sent a flag to put on my coffin.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury, and when I got home, I fought depression, anxiety, and alcohol, and had nothing to look forward to.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
With DAV's help, my world changed 100%. I was able to build a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
But there are more victories to be won.
My victory is just feeling alive and experiencing life.
Adam Greathouse, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back to the Best of the Chris Plant Show. I am executive producer Michael Piercy, and in this segment we're talking about the squad. Now, you're saying, what squad? The superhero squad? Maybe the squeak squad? No one knows about the squeak squad. It's me and one other guy who owns a Nintendo DS. No, I'm talking about the squad with stars like Ayanna Presley.
I'm looking to the public. Make the phone call, send the email, show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
So, yeah, Ayanna Presley, bald head, you'd know her if you saw her, and she wouldn't like you. She wants unrest in the streets as long as there's unrest in our lives. And when it comes to her life, you know there's never a moment's rest. Then there's Rashida Tlaib. You might remember that she wanted to impeach the mother effer. And there are certain words that you can't say around these people. We always have to remember, when you're around Rashida Tlaib, don't say anything crazy offensive like the word Kavanaugh.
Even the mention of Brett Kavanaugh, for me, is a trigger.
That's a trigger.
As a woman in America.
As a woman.
The fact that he, you know, rightfully was accused.
He was rightfully accused, which is not true. She hears the word Kavanaugh, and she just goes bananas. But when you think about the squad, there's a star. And everyone knows who we're talking about. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the queen of the squad. And, you know, we make fun of AOC whenever we get the chance. And my favorite personal clip of hers this year is the one I'm about to play, where she does not understand the concept of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. And I find this very funny.
You know, this idea and this metaphor of a bootstrap started off as a joke, because it's a physical impossibility to lift yourself up by a bootstrap, by your shoelaces. It's physically impossible. The whole thing is a joke.
Did you know you can't lift yourself by your own dang shoelaces? It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. Like, you can't even grab your shoelaces? I'm like, figuring them off. Now, of course, we're living in 2020. It's the age of the pandemic. And one of the things that's come with that is an uptick in crime. And AOC, you know, she's a smart one. I'm tapping my temple with my index finger. She knows what's causing an uptick in crime.
So why is this uptick in crime happening? Do we think this has to do with the fact that there's record unemployment in the United States right now? Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent.
Scared
and so
to
they
pay
go
rent.
Out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
Everyone out there is a Jean Valjean, you know?
This badge of shame will show it till you die. It warns you're a dangerous man. Store a loaf of bread. My sister's child was close to death. We were starving.
We'll starve again.
See, everyone's a Jean Valjean. They stole a loaf of bread to feed the child. And if this is not an uptick of crime, people are afraid to pay their rent.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Everyone is terrified to pay their rent because there's record unemployment because the Democrats had the lockdown which closed everything.
Let this moment radicalize you.
And what she means by that is me singing just now. There's so much more to come on the Best of the Chris Plant Show. We're going to be talking about impeachment. Remember when the president got impeached for no good reason? We're going to be talking about crying liberal weirdos. You don't want to miss that. It's the Best of the Chris Plant Show. Happy New Year!
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
Did you know that the city of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palosidro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Best of the Chris Plant Show. I am your executive producer, Michael Piercy, here to take you back through with the best audio of 2020 that we pulled on the Chris Plant Show. If you pulled better audio, I'd like to hear it. Send it on Twitter to someone else. Now, in this segment, we're going to be talking about impeachment. Remember when the president got impeached? Forever. For a phone call that was nothing? And do you remember when Joe Biden threatened to fire a prosecutor in Ukraine because his son Hunter was an oil and gas man? You remember all that? That was fun times. So I went back through our audio from the impeachment, and I didn't go nuts because the impeachment was nuts enough, but one of my favorite cuts was when Martha McSally was ambushed in a hallway by Manu Raju, who wanted a quick soundbite. And I don't think she gave him the one he wanted.
Senator McSally, should the Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
Manu, you're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you.
How often does that happen? And how often should that happen? How often should people be telling Manu Raju that he is a liberal hack? Because it's true. And it should happen a lot. You remember Jerry Nadler, the penguin? The waddler, I believe Chris Pine calls him, and then he goes, wah, 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 because he looks like a penguin. You know, I bet if he had a dollar every time he was wrong, he'd be around as rich as Donald Trump.
There is ample evidence, overwhelming evidence, any jury would convict in 3 minutes flat, that the president betrayed his country by breaking the law.
And then Adam Schiff took to the House floor. He gave a little speechy poo. And I tell you, the left loved it. I'm not going to play any of it, but here's their reaction.
I thought it was dazzling.
Adam Schiff's speech was one of the most compelling I have heard. It was a tour de force.
This will be remembered for generations to come. Such a tour de force.
It was the second best courtroom address that I ever heard.
I thought it was about a 30-40 minute talk. It was 2.5 hours. This has really been gripping.
It was a virtuoso performance that drew praise from all sides yesterday.
I thought it was dazzling.
These are major sleazebags. They're very dishonest people. Very, very dishonest people.
You hear Jeffrey Toobin in there? Boy, he had a 2020, didn't he? You keep the tube in, buddy. I think Chris Plant calls him Jeffrey Tube Out. Doing a lot more talking about Jeffrey Toobin than we normally would at the end of the year. But what a singular sensation that Adam Schiff Again, I'm not going to play a second of Adam Schiff talking about the impeachment hearing or any of that, but this, the way everyone fawned over him, we found very amusing. It was a tour de force praised by both sides. If you think you're getting the truth from Mika, I don't know. I can't help anybody who's thinking that. But yeah, Adam Schiff, it was a big year for Adam Schiff with the impeachment and everything, so surely the common man knows who he is.
U.S. Representatives for 12.
1/53 of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
Maybe if Alex Trebek, God rest his soul, had said, this representative resembles a worm. He looks like a worm who stole a suit, that, like a man suit, and he's walking around in it. $300. I don't think it's an auction. For 300, but I can tell you this one thing.
I recognize myself for 5 minutes.
That's longer than anyone recognized him on Jeopardy. Now, one thing that was hotly contested in this impeachment was whether or not it was what you would call a partisan impeachment. In other words, only Democrats wanted to impeach him and Republicans didn't. And that is not what Joe Biden thought was happening.
If a partisan impeachment was wrong in 1974, wrong in 1998, why isn't it wrong now?
Because it's not a partisan impeachment. He violated the Constitution.
Apparently, Democrats voted for it in the House and won independent.
The underlying facts, George, whether the Constitution's been violated. That's the issue.
Even if it's a party line vote.
Period. Even if it's party line vote, it just goes and reflects on those who know, in fact, in their heart and their head, that in fact it's a violation of the Constitution to do what he did.
We'll have live coverage of the Senate impeachment trial starting at 1 Eastern.
See, they cut away from him. He's still talking back there. It's like, well, we're gonna get out of here. Because people know in their heart and their head and their heart that I'm not answering the question you asked me because I'm off in Grandpa Town and I'll tell you about five nickels for a dollar. And that's what you get when you interview Joe Biden. And you can just turn away and face a different camera and say, well, he's going to keep going for about another half hour. Come back after the break. We'll see if he started making sense. And one person who was more than excited to go after Donald Trump, in fact, she was saying impeach 45 like the day after Election Day, was Maxine Waters. And when the impeachment failed, she knew that she wasn't done.
We will not stop. Whether or not that leads to another impeachment activity, I don't know. But I know we must continue with the work that our constituents have elected us to come to Congress to do.
So there's going to be more impeachments. It's just going to be the impeachment show until we can find something. Now, Maxine Waters didn't just make the news for being a hateful, terrible person. She was also pranked. A number of people lately have been getting pranked by these two Russian comedians named Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarov. Nastrovia, let's drink the vodka. Show me your nuclear vessels. And one of those was Maxine Waters, who was smart enough to get a call from Greta Thunberg, who was talking about Russian collusion. Now, if Greta Thunberg reached out to you to talk about Trump and Russian collusion, wouldn't you think that was a little weird? Because Maxine didn't.
He leaned towards me and said softly, listen to me carefully, little girl. You will never achieve your goal. Like this Congress fool tried to accuse me.
He said you will never achieve your goal?
He continued.
Oh, my goodness. Did you ask him if he would rethink signing the Paris Agreement? Was that your question to him?
Yes, yes, that was. He added that. And you know what? I will tell you the truth. Anyway, I really wanted to push the Ukraine president to put my competitor on trial. And he will go to trial with you, with your bunch of ecology and Democrats. I already have a separate cage for all of you. I was crying.
Oh, my God. Did you cry?
Yes, I was crying, and even I'm crying now because it's very hard to remember this.
He said, you know, little girl, nobody believe you anyway. I'll tell you the truth. I really pushed on Ukrainian president, and you know that you will never achieve your goals like these congressional fools who accused me, and you know what? So nobody will believe you. You will be in trial like my competitor.
Yes, he added...
God, he mentioned Ukrainian president?
Yes, he said that, and he added, nobody will believe you anyway.
Nobody will believe you anyway.
What else did he say?
Well,
and it was enough for me. Yes, it was terrible.
Now, and this is like the old Bill Murray story, you know, like Bill Murray walks up to your table in a restaurant, takes a bite out of your hamburger and says, no one will ever believe you. Now, according to these comedians, pretending to be Greta Thunberg and her father, Toonie Thunberg, I assume, Trump met with Greta Thunberg and told her about all this stuff with the Ukrainian president and said, like, it doesn't matter, no one's going to believe you. I can tell you this, Greta Thunberg, because no one will ever believe you when you say it, and then I'll put you in jail. But Maxine Waters thinks this is the real thing that happened, and it goes on.
We're now in North Carolina, so we are in a climate strike here in a meeting.
Okay, so you're in the meeting now? The meeting has started?
Yes, yes, already.
Yes. We're here now at the meeting, and if you will allow me, I will put you on a speakerphone. So, yes. Yeah.
And we will let you say to people who is around here,
I think that it will be a great honor for them to hear you. So you can say some words of support to all the people who came here to support the problems of the wonderful island and the ecology of the world.
Which island are they targeting?
Chungachanga.
Chungachanga?
Chungachanga, I believe, is a deep-fried burrito, not an island chain undergoing a climate problem. But these people don't pay attention. They don't follow. You can tell, listening to that Maxine's half listening. She's picking up every other thing. She's not really paying attention. You got Greta Thunberg on the phone, and she's telling you about Russian collusion, and you're, like, playing darts while you're having the call, maybe doing, like, Minesweeper on your computer. But she wasn't the only one. And even better, Bernie got the call from fake Greta Thunberg and her fake father, Toonie Thunberg. That is now canonically what her father's name is, and he calls them back. Like, they left a message, he calls them back. The phone call starts with him saying, hello, this is Bernie.
Hi, this is Senator Bernie Sanders calling for Greta.
Yes, this is Swanza, Greta's father, and Greta is here.
Hi, Senator Sanders.
Hi, Greta, how are you?
Fine, it's nice to meet you.
It is
nice to talk to you.
Well, listen, thanks for the opportunity to chat, and I just wanted to congratulate you on the extraordinary role you are playing in rallying young people and people throughout the world on this terrible, terrible crisis of climate change.
Now, see, Bernie's totally buying it. He thinks he's got Greta. Ignoring the fact that Maxine Waters was publicly pranked, Adam Schiff last year was pranked by these people. They weren't pretending to be Greta with Adam Schiff. They were pretending to be people with naked Trump. We have pictures of naked Trump. And he totally bought into that. Bernie should know better. I'd like to think that in his little brain, he knows something's up, but it keeps going.
We would like to help you in your campaign in some way. What is the best thing to do?
Well, if you would like to help in our campaign, that would be wonderful, and we would be very appreciative because you have generated so much excitement among young people and all people throughout the world. You are admired very, very much. I don't know, are you planning to be in the United States in the next few months?
We'll be in February.
Yes.
Well, that would be great.
So Bernie at this point thinks that fake Greta Thunberg and her father, Toonie, are going to help his presidential campaign, which at that point was still going. He probably should have gotten the nomination and not Biden. No big deal. The establishment stole it. It's fine. But then Greta starts getting into how she's going to help him. And it's not exactly what he was expecting, I think.
I want to tell you exactly how to win the presidential race. Then in the Soviet Union in 1988, after you were recruited, you were programmed to work for Russia, and your memory was erased, so the CIA wouldn't track you down. So you
what? That's what you believe?
What?
You become sleeper agent of the KGB, yes. I know that you were a sleeping agent.
A sleeping agent.
Now it's time to wake up. and fulfill your mission. Become president of the United States, build communism in the United States, and work for Russia.
So, they're saying, Bernie, here's how you're going to win. You're a sleeper agent, and it's time to get woke. And Bernie's just like, wait, but if you think that I was sleepy, someone else is sleepy. And this is the last cut. This is what drives Bernie. So far, this has all been okay. But this is what puts it over the line.
I'll tell you the code phrase, and you'll remember.
Бабушка,
балалайка, Putin, бабушка. Immediately after that, Russian hackers will begin an operation to bring you to power in the United States.
Bernie's still on the phone at this point.
So you understand, I'm Komsomol member. I follow the precept of Lenin and Stalin.
And then right there he hangs up. Well, the rest was fine. Babushka, Putin, this is the phrase. Maybe Bernie did get activated. Maybe he woke up. Maybe that was, you know, we're playing it for a joke. But Bernie suddenly, Babushka, Putin. You know, it's like when the Winter Soldier gets the phrases read to him and the thing by Baron Zemo. You guys saw the movie. Look, there's a whole lot more coming up. It's the Best of the Chris Plant Show. We're looking back at some of our favorite audio sound bites of 2020. We got crazy liberals coming up. Don't go anywhere. Happy New Year.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on great tech, plus the services to help set up and protect your new PC.
And now, during Staples' PC clearance event, save up to $180 on select Lenovo PCs, like the Flex 2-in-1 laptop with Intel i5 processor.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. And visit staples.com/protection to learn about keeping your computer safe.
Ends 1-2-21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back to the best of the Chris Plant Show. It's our audio year in review for 2020, even though today is 2021. We're looking back at last year with our nostalgic goggles to remember funny audio clips that maybe you haven't thought about since, like, June. And June feels like 5 years ago. So some of these audio clips, I barely remember them happening this year, and you might feel the same way. For example, who remembers Crying Clara? I didn't, until I was going back through the audio, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, this woman was nuts. Her name was Clara Janover, and she had graduated from Harvard, and she was about to start a new job at Deloitte, you know, a big high-profile thing. But also, in her spare time, she liked to go on TikTok and talk about racism and stuff. She expressed her problems with the phrase, all lives matter.
Next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity to say all lives matter, I'ma stab you. I'ma stab you. And while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'ma show you my paper cut and say, my cut matters too.
So Clara takes that attitude right out of Harvard. You know, what a shock that a Harvard grad would have these ideas. It's not like you get indoctrinated at these academies. Oh, sure, he went to Harvard. So then what happened was someone took the TikTok and sent it to Deloitte. They saw the TikTok where she said, I'ma stab you, I'ma stab you. And then you know what happened?
I don't know if everyone's seen, but it's been circulating a lot. My Black Lives Matter TikToks were picked up by conservatives and spread and shared, and people were demanding that I be fired, which I just got.
Oh no, she got fired for her job? Tell me about it.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted.
Trump supporters wanted it.
Because standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people.
No, actually, as a note, you did that because you recorded yourself with your phone saying that you were going to stab people. That's what put you in a place where you could be seen by people, was you with your phone, young lady.
The job that I had worked really hard to get and meant a lot to me just called me and fired me because of everything.
I just fired me because of everything.
Trump supporters.
Trump supporters.
My job away from me.
They take everything from you.
It was okay.
But now it's just like my future's entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life. God, this sucks.
It turns out, and I know this is going to be shocking for a lot of people, but actions have consequences. And when you do something like go on TikTok and say you're going to stab people, the consequence is you lose your Deloitte and you probably lose your Touche. Just saying.
I'm too strong for you.
Too strong.
I'm too strong for any of you.
I can tell.
All lives matter. Races, Trump supporters. It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as systemic racism. And I'm not going to stop using my platform to advocate for it. And I'm sorry, Deloitte, that you can't see that.
It's Deloitte's problem, really. But of course, Claire is not the only nut job out there on the internet taking videos of themselves being a nut job. This one, I don't have anything on here except Crying Twitter Girl as a name, but this one was one of my favorites, looking back through the audio, because of the logistical jump you have to make. Now, I don't know if any of you out there are on a fundraising email for, say, President Trump, where you get an email that says, hey, if you send us money, we send you something for being a loyal fan. She intercepted one of these emails, and she knows what's going on.
I need more confirmation that this is real. I've gotten some, but I need more confirmation that this is real. Trump supporters got an email that said that this email is for patriots only. You've been identified as one of President Trump's fiercest and most loyal defenders, and according to your donor file, you'd make an excellent addition to the Trump army. It goes on to tell them that they would get a limited edition camo Keep America Great hat.
Why are you crying about a hat?
Let them know that you are the president's first line of defense when it comes to fighting off the liberal mob. I don't know if you know.
Get ready.
Hitler made Jews wear yellow stars. This feels like the reverse of that.
The reverse of that. It's the best of the Chris Plant Show. Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.